Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. And that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, anybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Gary Hammer. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, he was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and I'm at the end of it. Okay.
Time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's Friday. It's the 23rd of September. If you don't know the year, it's 2022. Dude, man, when I was a kid, 2022, that was Jetson, man. That was a Jetson year. If you don't know what Jetson is, it's a cartoon about the future. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the show. We are global. I am Brian Hammer Jackson, and we are worldwide. If you'd like to come in the studio, it's a Friday. You sure can. Our guest is going to be, our main topic today is going to be Donald Trump responds to attack on the MAGA agenda. And then we're going to get into relationship. You know, I used to play relationship from a guy named Tom Likas. Women didn't like him. They hated his advice. Tom Likas was a guy who was on the radio. I think he was syndicated. Used to tell men what to watch out for women, how to get away from them, how to break up with them, never have a relationship with them. Women hated him. Men loved him. So we switched gears for the women. So we now have a woman. It's Friday. We're going to hear from her. She's not on the show. I mean, we're going to hear her show, which has relationship advice. Her name is Dr. Wendy Walsh. And she's talking about another football player loses a contract because of a rape charge. And then she says, are women responsible for manufacturing these guys? How to choose a nice guy or a girl? The five kinds of friends that are bad for your relationship? And some simple hacks to reboot your marriage today. That's what she's talking about. We're going to play a little bit of that relationship show, on her relationship show, and see if men agree with her. See, we have this big communication between men and women. We're just not talking. So we switched gears on her, you know, and let women hear a doctor, female. You see her on the marquee. She's pretty. Let's see what she has in her relationship advice. Might be something, might be nothing. See if the men agree. All right, so that's what's on our show today. It's Friday. And we do encourage you to come in because it's Friday. And the number to come in is 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. It's 319-527-6099. And the show is about to begin. And we do have people in the studio right now. I will open their phones. I'm going to go get some coffee. And our first agenda or our first conversation is Donald Trump responds to attack on the MAGA thing. In fact, here's a little teaser. What we call a teaser? This is on Jimmy Fallon show. Here's a little teaser. Here we go.
The Tonight Show, everybody. Here. I went to, I saw Harry Styles last night. We were all there together. We all went together as a group. I was just thinking, so I go, and it was unbelievable. I got great seats and everything. That was very nice of Harry and all that stuff. So I went, and it's just hard to look cool when you're my age at a Harry Styles concert, and you're in the front row and people are looking at you. So that's like, sweet. Come on, Paul. That's why I'm in a good mood. Everyone was talking about this last night. Former President Trump was interviewed by Sean Hannity on Fox News, and when Hannity brought up Trump's claim that he declassified the documents found at Mar-a-Lago, Trump gave a very interesting explanation. Take a look at this.
Is there a process? What was your process to declassify?
It doesn't have to be a process, as I understand it. You know, there's different people say different
right.
things, but as I understand it, there doesn't have to be. If you're the President of the United States, you can declassify just by saying it's declassified, even by thinking about it.
Hannity was like, oh, I get it. You're going to plead insanity. Okay, now it's making sense. Meanwhile, Ron DeSantis was watching at home going, well, I guess we've got to start printing those campaign posters. Here we go. I felt like he was this close to using the word abracadabra. Did you win Trump or not? Trump also suggested a pretty interesting theory on why the FBI searched his house in the first place. Listen to this.
Because of what they did, the severity of the FBI coming and raiding Mar-a-Lago, were they looking for the Hillary Clinton emails that were deleted, but they are around someplace? Were they looking for the spying on
Trump? You had it. Did,
No. They may be saying they may have thought that it was in
did.
There.
At that point, even QAnon people were like, okay, that conspiracy seems a little nuts. That's a little much for us. You got to give Trump credit, though. He knows how to say something so crazy that it actually makes the last crazy thing he said seem normal. You know, right? You know what I'm saying? Trump had a lot to say about the search of Mar-a-Lago, including something the FBI took from him. Watch this.
They took a lot. I think they took my will. I found out yesterday. I said, where is it?
Am I in it?
I think they took my will. It caused a lot of problems.
No.
The FBI was like, oh, you mean the piece of paper with the Sharpie treasure map? Yeah, we did. A minute later, Melania handed it back. Like, sorry, I was just checking something. We're all good. Switching gears, tonight on Amazon, there was another Thursday night football game.
Yeah.
And apparently Amazon has a policy not to show ads for alcohol, which means there are no beer commercials during their football games. Now, I don't know why Amazon does that, because drunk people ordering stuff on Amazon is 90% of their business.
And that's a little teaser of what we're going to do. So when we come back, we're going to open up the phones. We're going to listen to a little interview with Sean Hannity, Donald Trump. We'll see if we can make heads or tails out of it. Is this guy a crazy motherfucker or what's going on there? And that's it. You're listening to the Hammer Radio Network. I will open the phones right after I get some coffee. Thank you, 111. And there's seven other people in the studio. Right after I get back drinking coffee, we'll start with our Donald Trump and our relationship show. All right. You listen to Hammer Radio Network, and we'll be right back after this. I'm going to get coffee.
I fell by the wayside, like everyone else. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I was just kidding myself. Our every moment, I started a place. Cause now that the corner lock, you were the words that I needed to say. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold. Well, time can heal, but this won't. So the right time. went little by little by little until there was nothing at all. Our every moment, I started to play. But all I can think about is seeing that look on your face. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold. Well, some can heal, but this won't. So
there you go. Welcome to the show. I see Stanley. If I see either Mr. Solution or I see Sarge, I see about five other people in the studio. Before I play the music or before I play the Trump trailer, let's open up the studio, say hello. One, wait a minute. Why am I still hearing music? There we go. 111, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson. And Stanley, you're live on the air. How you guys doing on a Friday?
Good morning, hello, Mr. Director of the Year. Don't forget to you have to invite me when you win the Emmy, huh? With the movie of the
you know
year
I
you
will.
Gotta have.
You know I will. I'll be in New York, so I have to invite you. You'll be right there, my friend.
Please be polite. Do not go get a woman. Oh, no, it's true. You'll be with Cindy, so Cindy will control you. So
no,
okay.
I will not.
I don't have to say it.
I will not be with Cindy. Cindy hates going to premieres. I will be with somebody else that the modeling agency will send for me.
Whatever. I have a question for you, because I saw a documentary, I knew some stuff, but I want to ask you a question, a very serious question. Because you asked me the same question and I respond to you, but I want to know the answer from you.
All right.
Do you want me to ask the question now or you want to say hi to everybody and everything?
Well, you can say hi.
Okay.
Whatever you want, it's Friday.
Okay, so this is the question. I want the sincere answer because you asked me the same question. You asked me the question one day, why do you like Republican? Why do you vote for them? So by the same token, I'm going to ask you the question. Why do you vote Democrat? And I'm going to add one thing. Why do you vote Democrat when we know that Democrats are the people responsible that basically invented the KKK? They're the people responsible for Jim Crow. They're the people responsible that were for slavery. They're the people responsible that was not for black people voting because it was Republicans that wanted black people to vote. They're the people responsible so for asking us that now we have 600 genders before we used to have two. They're the people responsible that basically if you try to go to Twitter, YouTube, or Facebook and everything, you can't even say the number one commitment, which is free speech. They're against free speech. So, and also the people responsible that wants to have law in the Second Amendment because they don't want America to defend themselves. Let's say somebody robbed them and everything. So with all this information that I told you, why are you still a Republican? Why are you still a Democrat?
Well, back in the day, there was another party called the Whig Party. they were kind of conservative and everything. They went away and became the Republican Party and everything. Yeah. But parties do change, and the Democrat Party did change. The Republican, yeah, Abe Lincoln freed the slave. He was a Republican. Abe Lincoln didn't really run to free the slaves. It was more or less about economics than anything else. But the Democratic Party has changed, and people have branched off to different parties. The Democratic Party now is for. It's like Democrat now for programs and helping people. And the Republicans are, well, they used to be, and I'll answer it this way. The Republicans used to be for morals, standards, marriage, family, and family issues. They were used to run on that platform all the time. The Republicans used to say, and it was a good platform. The Republicans used to say no more handing out stuff and programs. Learn to stand on your own feet. We're not for programs. We're for education. We're for moving forward. That used to be the Republican Party. That is not the Donald Trump Republican Party, by the way. So it changes. Stanley, and everything that you said is true. Back in the day, the Democrats pro-slavery. Yeah. The Republicans freed the slaves. Yeah. Back in the day. But then over time, parties have changed. People have changed. Their views have changed. And if you look at the Democratic agenda, it's more or less trying to be a democracy. Their change has been that. Biden is trying to help those unfortunate and rise them up and giving programs to people and trying to get them out of poverty, get a step up. So it has changed. It has changed who's been, and that's what the Democratic Party is about. It's democracy, if I have to say one word about Democrats. And the Republican Party, now, Donald Trump is not the Republican Party. He's not. He's the Trump Party. So there's two different parties. What does Donald Trump stand for? Himself. That's it. He doesn't have a policy. If I asked you what was Donald Trump's policy, Stanley, what would you tell me? Tell me what is his policy. You know what?
His policy was basically he was against the China thing. That's what one mm-hmm. of the policy had a problem with that. Basically, he wanted to have the jobs back to Americans. The second policy, I would tell you, he is pro-Israel. That's why he decided to have he brought back the temple and everything back to Jerusalem. The other thing I would tell you, one of his policies that he was very strong about was build a wall. That means immigration. He wanted to resolve the immigration. He would have never tolerated that we have over 2 million illegal immigrants from Texas, from different border, going to the United States. He was not for that. So those are three things I could think of. And also he tried to kill Obamacare because the Republican, which are rhinos, promised us to a lot of Americans that they were going to kill Obamacare, and they lied. And they lied. And that would be the top policy I would give him.
Well, a lot of rich people like Trump because of the tax breaks that they're getting. Even Ice Cube.
Oh, yeah, and the tax break. And the tax break, which is good not for only rich people but for everybody. Because I don't know, you or me, I don't want to pay more taxes. Do you want to pay more taxes? No. If you're telling me that I'm going to basically get a president that's going to make me pay less taxes, I'm going to be, hey, okay. Not just for the rich people, for everybody. It was the tax rate wasn't just for the rich people. It was for everybody. Everybody got a lower tax bracket when it came to that. Not just the rich people. So if we're going to be honest, let's be honest. He put for everybody had a lower tax bracket. That's how we calculate tax with the tax bracket. He had it lower. Now I don't know. Now it's big. Now it's higher. Now it's back to what it was. But when he was president, he wanted to have tax break. And he has, and I have no problem. I have no problem people having their own money. If rich people pay more taxes and they get more money once the tax break is good for them. until it's for everybody. That's the only thing I want.
Okay. Well, I want you to listen to this, and I would like to hear your feedback because you give me some good feedback. This is Donald Trump talking to Hannity. Did you see it? Did you see Donald Trump talking to Hannity? Some of the things he said was kind of crazy, so maybe you could explain it to me.
I saw it. I could explain it. I was going to send you a video, but I'm going to send you the video of the thing. But, yeah, I could explain it.
Okay. Stay with me. 111, you're live on the air with Stanley and me, Brian Hammer Jackson. Would you like to speak, 111? Okay. Explain this to me, Stanley, and I'm going to play this. This is only for 5 minutes, okay? It's only 5 minutes.
Is this my line?
Yes, it is. How you doing, Mr.
Hey,
Solution?
The heathen is back. I'm glad to see that. I'm glad to see that you made it through. Stanley, I hope you don't disappear. You seem to do a disappearing act when I or Sarge comes on, so I don't know what's up with that. But I wanted
He's
to
busy,
ask.
Busy working.
Yeah, I'm here, Mr. Solution. I listen to you and I listen to Sarge. I wish you two had a radio show in Block Talk.
Well, we
listen to both of them.
We do. Brian is just the figurehead here. I wanted to ask you about that that homosexual guy, the attorney, the gay guy. And I heard you were on his show. Maybe you could call his name. You left the last time before I could ask you about it. So do you recall who I'm speaking regarding? Hello? Brian, are you there? I guess the bottom dropped out of his coffee cup. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I think he went to get his coffee or something.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Coffee.
Do you remember?
Guys.
I just want the name of the guy. Well, so Brian will know. But he was speaking on relationships, heterosexual relationships, but he's a gay guy. So a gay attorney. So do you know who I'm speaking regarding?
I don't know the person, Mr. Solution. Brian maybe does, but I don't know. I don't know the gay guy.
Well, they say I heard you were on his show.
There's a gay guy on Blog Talk?
Yeah. He's an attorney, but he speaks to male-female relationships. Anyway, if you don't, it's not that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Timus. Yes. I went to his show. Yes.
Okay, yeah. It's been a little while ago.
Yes.
Not really
the guy. Yeah, the guy that basically doesn't like black
Kevin
men, and basically think that black men are evil and defend black women for everything there is. And even though I was trying to bring him stats that tells him that black women are responsible for having 70% of unwed mother, he would always turn it back to black men are responsible. But he didn't
right.
want
and
to
he didn't like Kevin Samuels either. But anyway, I listened to the guy.
He didn't like Kevin Samuels. He didn't like the fact that basically he doesn't want to bring responsibility. Yeah, he doesn't want to bring responsibility to women for their part when it comes to 70% of unwed mothers, single mothers. He didn't want to bring that, and I was really mad against him. And he did. And he brought a woman, Cynthia Joe, that hates black men. But he would put a standard to me of respecting women or treating them a certain way, even though I would tell the truth. But if another black woman in the show would disrespect black men, he wouldn't put that standard. And I call him on it, and he didn't like that. You know, I like fairness.
Okay, this guy didn't know what the hell he was talking about anyway. And if he run around and is a butt buddy, how does he know what goes on with any men, regardless of whether the men call themselves black or men, period. So I thought he was a real, real... Now, he is gay, right? That is a gay guy. Am I correct?
I'm not sure. I think he is, but he looks gay. I'm not sure. I think maybe he's bi. Maybe he's both. Maybe he's gay and for women. Maybe he is both. But
right.
He is really beta. Maybe he's both. But I recall him a person that's very much defending women on their choices. It doesn't bring any responsibility to them. It doesn't bring
yeah,
the fact
crap
that for the
show, Brian. I mean, his show is just worthless. Now, I heard a woman talking about how she liked him, so I just went there to see what he was saying. And I'm telling you, I guess one has to be on drugs to really appreciate what he's saying. Anyway, so it's sort of confirmed. What's the name? What's the guy's name once again?
It's Themis. T-H-E-M-I-S. Just go to YouTube and go Themis, and you'll find him.
Yeah, I won't go there again, but maybe Brian will.
Yeah, but he is very like he makes me think like, you know, back in the days in the 1980s when all black women would basically say that all the problems because of us as black men. He's the same type. He doesn't bring any responsibility, and I told him.
Well,
you black men have so much
presence. More of the approach of an American thing because. Whatever you say you identify as black, right? If you strip yourself of blackness, what's left? Is there an American there?
There's no such thing as an American.
Yeah, yeah.
We have all ethnicity backgrounds. What are you talking about?
The whole thing is American, Brian, and it's kind of stupid to segregate oneself into factions. That just doesn't make any sense. That's kind of backwards thinking.
A true American is a Native American.
Hey, American is what one is. If they're born in America, they are an American, and that's where all of their rights and privileges flow.
And what is the ethnic? Are we European Americans? Is that who we are?
Well, okay, you're just an American. Adding that adjective does not really change anything. And the term black, if you notice, no group of people that are melanated throughout the world identify as black. They identify with their national origin. And I think that is very backwards and weak thinking to try to identify as black. Black is an adjective. It's not a noun.
Yes, I do know that.
And I'm going to tell you something else. I think someone who thinks like that, unless they're just a liar, now, you know, you have people who benefit off of so-called race baiting, but otherwise it keeps you confused about who you are because nothing flows from black. There's no landmass called black. But anyway, you can either grow up...
I agree with you, Mr. Solution, and to add to what I think, Brian, by the way, to add another thing that Democrat brings, why do Democrats always bring race? They don't look at the character of the person. I just thought in 2022 we basically look at the character of somebody, like Martin Luther King said, except of the color of somebody. And
that's
I'm sick
exactly
of tired
what
of a lot of people, 2 seconds, Mr. Solution. I'm sick or tired of us still in 2022 looking at the color of somebody for somebody's action instead of looking at the character of the person for whatever action happens. And I hope one day we will go back to
character.
What is the character
of Proud Boys? What is the
and people who call themselves
guys,
black, let me just, and I know there are some good black people, just like
the tiki torches,
everybody, but the melanated people, I should say. But look, one of the most savage, brutal, and bestial people.
Wait. I want to hear what Brian said. 2 seconds. Go ahead, Brian.
If you're talking about the character of Trump supporters, first of all, you have to talk about there are good people on both sides. And if you really think Nazis are good people, then you're in his corner. And when you talk about characters where these guys are walking around with little Walmart tiki torches saying that they want to burn down Jews and kill Jews, these are Trump supporters that are going to his rally. So look at the character of that. Are you looking at the character of that white guy who drove his car into the crowd and killed that woman because he was a Proud Boy? So I don't know what you're talking about characters. Trump is not a Republican. Trump is in his own entity as himself. The Republicans are conservative and they distant himself. You know, it's like the what's the other fascists that went into the Republicans? You have the what are they? Damn it. Ted Cruz is one of them. I forgot what they're called. This group that formed went into the Republican Party. It used to be it's a new group. But anyway, So I don't know what you're saying, Stanley. The Democrats do not welcome racism. We got the first black president is a Democrat, and it still is a Democrat. The first black lady is a Democrat. You got the vice president, first vice president in the world is a Democrat. Where is the Republican? Where is the Republican? How can I say, representation of Hispanics holding a great position and black people holding a really regal position? Did you ever see Trump's administration besides Carlson? Was it, who is they just put him in an interior decorator? He hardly has any black people on his administration at all. So I don't know what representation that Trump administration has as far as the ethnicity of black people and brown people. Tell me where that is. And what post do they hold? There you go. 111, you're live on the air.
Oh, man, like Popeye says, I've had all I can stand. I can't stand no more. Man, Brian, I swear to God. Man, I cannot believe you are such a stooge for these people. You are indulging in an Emmanuel Goldstein moment with Donald Trump sitting in as Emmanuel Goldstein. And it ain't flying with anybody with eyes to see and ears to hear. Now, look.
Tell me if somebody was of color.
I mean, look, Trump can be your straw man for all the little things you wish to divert the American people's attention away from. But I, if you will allow me to, and I only take about 20 seconds, I will tell you what they are attempting to divert us away from by positing Donald Trump as being extreme. They are trying to tell us that we're not supposed to notice that crime and coddling, civilization-destroying, rampant thug barbarians has not been extreme. They don't want to see that as extreme. They wide open borders with the concomitant fentanyl drug smuggling that killed 75,000 American citizens this year alone and 745 dead illegal aliens on the border as a result of the border traffic. We're not supposed to see that as extreme. We're not supposed to see the sexual mutilation of mentally disturbed children with government coercion and parental isolation from the knowledge of it as extreme. We're not supposed to see abortion up to the moment of birth as extreme. We're not supposed to see us turning our energy future over to the red Chinese, a totalitarian slave master state as extreme. We're not supposed to see forcing us in a government-mandated electric golf carts while an appropriate infrastructure is not in place that can be switched on and off by the government at their whim as extreme. We're not supposed to see a radical climate agenda that rejects science. Yes, it rejects science and limits prosperity and liberty as extreme. And finally, we're not supposed to see a rambling, senile, demented old goat who gives Phantom of the Opera Nuremberg rally speeches calling half of the country as fascist has been extreme. Oh, no. We're supposed to worry about whether or not Donald Trump overvalued his real estate while he's dealing with a bank that has thousands of lawyers and all kinds of people to determine whether or not the property is worthy of a real estate loan. I can't believe you, Brian.
And Sarge, don't forget, you said a couple of things that was a lie, Brian. You said a couple of things that was a lie. First of all, let's go to what you just said when he talked about there's fine people in both sides. By the way, in that speech he said, I am not talking about the neo-Nazis and the people, the white supremacists. They should be condemned completely. He was not talking about those people, Brian. He was talking about the people that was basically in the street that wanted to keep the statue of Jefferson and everything, that they believe in everything, because a lot of people wanted to put the statue down. So in that same speech, he said, I am not talking about the neo-Nazis. I am not talking about the white supremacists. They should be condemned completely. So that was not racist at all. There were some people that was there because they wanted those statues to still be there, and there were some people that was there basically because they wanted the statue to be gone. And then the violence came in. And in the violence, there was BLM, there was Antifa, and there was those neo-Nazis and the supremacists, which the government, which President Trump said, I condemn them completely. That's in the same speech, number one. Number two, we don't care. I do not care about the color of somebody. I care about the character of the person. If the person is the best person for any position, surgeon, I don't care if he's black, white, yellow, green, whatever color, he's the best, get him. And if it's a white person, good for him. If it's a Chinese person, good for him. If it's a Mexican, good for him. If it's a black person, good for him. We Republicans do not look at color. You Democrats look at color. You always want to represent somebody. I don't want to represent. I want somebody who's the best. And if you show that the best person is a white person as a surgeon, good for him. That's what I. That's
what. You know what, Stanley?
Donald,
you know what,
that's
Stanley,
what Martin Luther King believed. That's what I believe, and I'm sick of tired you Democrats trying to divide us with the color of our skin. That is racist, Brian.
Well, Stanley,
Sarge said. I stand up for the rights of the white supremacists. As long as one knows who they are, that's fine. But they have rights that are constitutionally protected also. If we can allow illegal aliens to come in the country and say they have protection, certainly white racists who are born in this country should have protection.
Well, we know the issue
protection is
not what Donald Trump actually says. It never has been. They started distorting what he says crazily with Charlottesville, when they even more crazily said, when he said to go peacefully and patriotically to the Capitol to make your protests about the election known. They've been distorting that ever since. Peacefully and protestly actually was a veiled reference to insurrection, according to these lunatic, nutcase, crazy, demented Democrats.
You're right,
Sarge,
but that doesn't fit their narrative.
It doesn't matter what he says. They are going to distort it for their purposes. It just doesn't matter. What we need to do is be able to tell people what their dirty little tricks are and to be on the lookout for them.
Right. And under Trump, if I just may jump in, under Trump, we were energy independent. We had lower taxes. We had lower inflation. The country was in a better state. It was healthier.
I cannot think of a single objective metric that determines the prosperity and material well-being of a people that was not infinitely better under Donald Trump than it is now. And most of it is due to the fact that the fool that came into office, this hollow corruptocrat who was filled up by the totalitarian instincts and machinations of those people who surround him, that policies that this whatever he is, this soulless, empty creature called Biden, reversed, deliberately reversed in order to obtain the results we're looking at today.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And he is surrounded by the worst of incompetents who extol and elevate their racial, sexual identity over everything else to the detriment of competence, ability, and foresight, and prudence. What does she know about energy? She's utterly incompetent. You got Pete Buttigieg. What does he know about transportation? What has gotten better since he's been in transportation? Nothing. You've got Merrick
Garland. Right,
Gunn,
and it would have been better at the vice president
protesting the sexual mutilation of their children at parent-teacher meetings than he is about the national security threat on the southern border. I can't believe this administration.
Hey, Sarge, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, and you're right. It would have been better had the vice president position been left fallow, been left vacant, than to supply it with Kamala
Harris.
It
is vacant, Mr. Solutions.
I understand what you're saying. Fundamentally and
realistically,
it is
vacant.
But I think what these Republican governors are doing is sending those illegals to these so-called sanctuary cities. I think that is just fan friggin' brilliant, because they're stuffing the lie that the so-called supporters of those sanctuary states are expressing. They're stuffing it in their faces, and they don't like it.
It has exposed what they are. Imagine this for a minute. Now, this is not Babylon B satire. This is actually what happened. You've got a place, one of the richest enclaves in the United States, with the highest per capita income, a median household income, I don't know, in the hundreds of, upper hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars. The average typical property there of a house is over $3 to $4 million. They're a resort town. They've got 100,000 empty beds because it's off the vacation season. And now all these places are just laying fallow waiting for next year. And they get 52 aliens. 52!
Right.
And all of a sudden, they can't muster up, even on an emergency basis, the resources to take care of 52 aliens. So what do? They call the National Guard up, the Army, to deport them off their island. You
amazing.
Can't make it up.
Absolutely amazing.
You can't make it up. And then they had the nerve, some of them, to appear with them with selfies to take self-congratulatory pictures so they could show what marvelous virtue signals are, and made a formal statement to the effect that we were enriched by our 48-hour contact with the poor, helpless masses yearning to breathe free. I can't believe this.
But Mr. Solution, and Sarge, let Brian say something, because I want him to defend to all the points that you're doing. The points that we're all bringing to you defend is, first of all, the thing of race that you Democrats always bring, and I'm shocked that you still brought it again by Donald Trump. The thing of basically you don't care about illegal or illegal, which we Republican, basically we want legal people coming to our country, not illegal country people coming to the borders and everything. But Democrats don't care about that. And also by having your president, the President Biden, basically the person responsible for basically separating us and telling us, the people that voted for Trump, that love his speech, that love him, that basically we are the enemy of the country. We are the enemy of the country. That people are going to look at me, and because I'm a MAGA Republican, because I love Donald Trump, I am the enemy of the country? Really, Brian? This is the president we have? This is what you're going to defend? Please tell us what's happening with this. Please do.
Well, first of all, the number one president who has really tighten up that border and put people back across that border was Obama, not Trump. Trump was busy taking your money, building a fake wall that never got built. He even lied to you saying that Mexico was going to build it. And he pocketed the money. There is no wall. Mexico did not agree on paying for the wall. It was a scam, and you know it. So don't even talk about immigration with Trump administration. He did nothing but pocket the money and lied to the American people saying that Mexico was going to build the wall. You can't defend it. Nobody can. But the number one president who was against the immigration people coming over illegally.
Brian, I can defend it very easily. Don't tell me that I can't defend it.
All you
we
have
can
to do
defend
is,
it very
you
easily.
Look, we have
the points and everything. Because I can defend
it
very easily, Brian. Because during that time and everything, he was in Congress, and he told Congress to have the budget. The rhinos, people that are against his agenda, the people that hate Republicans, that's the reason that he couldn't build the wall. Because if he had people like us, the MAGA Republican, only in the Senate, the wall would have been brought. Every time he was trying to do
that.
Did Trump
say that Mexico was going
to
pay for the wall?
Or he would have given tariffs to Mexico to say you're going to pay for it. And he could have done that.
Can I explain this, if I may? Okay, first of all, Brian is deluded. When Trump said, according to the rules of asylum, you're supposed to apply to the first nation that's not in combat that you enter, which would have been Mexico. What Trump did, see, we give foreign aid to Mexico. There are several ways that Trump was seeking to get Mexico to pay for the wall. He could get it by cutting their foreign aid. That's money that would have gone to them.
You could spend all you want to. Here's what Trump said in 2016.
Let me finish. Let me just finish. You asked the question. Let me answer.
I didn't ask the question. I already know the answer.
No, you don't know the answer. You told a lie. Because one of the things that Trump did to force Mexico
is weak.
Wait a minute. To keep those illegals in Mexico, he said, if you don't keep them there, we're going to cut your foreign aid. And guess what Mexico did? Mexico got its ass in gear, and it stopped those migrants.
No.
They deployed their armed forces to the border,
now,
Brian.
Normally,
that isn't
now listen to me. It's
Friday.
I'm going to have to speak. I'm going to play a soundbite.
And that was an
expense I do
they
have,
were assuming.
I do have
that
a full studio today.
That is part of the cost of the border wall, too.
I have a full studio today. And I do have, and I looked at the ratings, and I do have a lot of people listening on podcasts. So I'm going to play what Stanley was listening to. Here it is. When Trump was at 2016, when he was running for president the first time, he was at the debate, and the question was Mexico. And this is what his response was. Please let it, people listen.
He said, I'm not going to pay for that, quote, effing wall. So if you don't get an actual check from the Mexican government for $8 or $10 or $12 billion, whatever it will cost, how are you going to make them pay for the wall?
I will, and the wall just got 10 feet taller, believe me. It's got 10 feet taller. I saw him make the statement. I saw him use the word that he used. I can only tell you, if I would have used even half of that word, it would have been national scandal. This guy used a filthy, disgusting word.
Typical Trump who would divert what you're trying to do. The guy says we're not paying for the wall. Trump was, and Solution does this too. He'll try to get you on a word that will take you down a wormhole. It's not about the word fuck. It's about you lied. You did not build the wall. Mexico
no, Brian, he didn't, Brian, right, he didn't lie. We told
insane.
You, Brian, he didn't lie.
And that's
we told
it.
You two ways that he said
it's
that.
It.
Brian, he didn't lie. We
done.
Brian, we told you two ways that he would pay the wall. Carrot?
It didn't
happen. And the
Stanley,
other thing that
happen.
Basically Mr.
Stanley,
Solution
I don't care.
Said.
Stanley,
right.
I only care about the end result. Did it happen? Did Trump
yes.
build the wall?
No,
yes,
and I told you. And I told you why it didn't happen.
He built the wall.
I told you why it didn't happen. Did you hear
it mattered that he said it, and it was a good soundbite, and it was funny that people start liking him, but he didn't mean it. He didn't have anything else to say.
He
just said
he shut the border down, you lying.
He didn't shut
Brian.
The border
You're
down.
Deluded.
He did not shut the border down. Stop.
We didn't have this problem under Trump.
Brian, are you familiar with the mathematical concept of greater than or
wait,
less
wait, wait,
than.
Brian,
we
you
don't
just
have
said
to
a lie. He didn't shut
that.
The border
the
down.
End result
he didn't
is
shut the border
got,
down. Mr. Solution, Mr. Sarge, Brian, don't you remember when basically Nancy Pelosi was there, Chuck Schumer was there, and the president was there, and the people in the media was there, and they were telling, and he said, I will shut down the whole city economy because of the border. And he said live in front of everybody, and he would shut it down. Don't you remember
did he
that?
Shut it,
Stanley,
I'm going
to
ask you a question.
Whether
just
or not.
Talking. The question is, did
Brian,
he shut it down?
Brian,
he did not
Brian,
shut it
Brian,
down.
Brian.
Yes.
Are you familiar with the mathematical
concept? Sarge, what's the solution? Did Trump shut down the economy? I want
to
ask because he said, I think he did. Did Trump shut down the economy when he said, I'm shutting it down and everything? And Nancy Pelosi said, hey, look at live and everything. He said to everybody, he's shutting down the thing. And Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer were happy that he said, and said, I'm ready to say I will shut down the economy because of the border. Did he shut it down? Yes or no? He did shut it down, I think.
No, he didn't. Stan.
I know he did, but there's something even more startling. This is simple math, Brian, greater than or lesser than. The border, Customs and Border Patrol says, not me, not Fox News, but Customs and Border Patrol says that border encounters, meaning encounters that officials of the United States in the form of Border Patrol agents and customs officials have with migrants, legal, illegal, and others who are entering the United States at other than ports of entry, is up 325% over the average numbers of the Trump administration.
What does that have
now,
to do
I know
with you?
Greater than legally. And lesser than seems to be a problem with you.
No.
But
no,
if
now
you
you're
look, if you believe
to,
in
no,
the
no,
concept
no.
of greater
to
and lesser,
trying,
the problem
that,
under Biden
that,
has gotten worse.
Did Mexico pay for the wall? No. Did Trump build the wall?
See, you
got to
keep harping
the
on that because you got nothing else.
End result, my friend.
The situation
the
on the border is worse.
Fables, but that's it. He did not do it.
Okay.
That's it.
And the situation on the border is worse.
It doesn't matter. He did not come through.
No, I know. The situation on the border being worse doesn't matter, does it, Brian?
More illegal aliens, more deaths on the border,
more fentanyl to kill Americans. That doesn't matter. The Mexicans didn't pay for the wall, and nothing
else
matters.
Brian, you're being a blockhead. You're being a brick. Brian, you know you're being a brick. You're being a brick, Brian.
With a good sound bite. You guys cheer.
Okay, Brian, you're acting like you're stupid.
Mr. Hammer, I just sent you a documentary of Politico that show that Trump did do the shutdown. Because you keep on saying he did it. I just sent you the article that shows that he did. He did do the shutdown during that time when he brought up energy. I just sent you the article to your phone, Mr. Brian.
Stanley, hold on. What did he shut down?
I just did.
I'll look at the article
yes, he did.
Right now.
Yeah. He did the longest shutdown there is and everything. That was the time when Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer said, you're going to shut down the thing. He said, I will shut it down because of immigration. And he did.
Hey, let me say this. Brian is arguing a micro point. He's not arguing the macro.
I know, Mr. Solution, but we got to go step by step. Because he said Trump didn't do the shutdown. Yes, he did. And once you prove
Brian
that he did,
saying,
then he's going to be
Brian is saying all or nothing, and that's stupid. That's not even adult, Brian. Being a child.
Congress agreed to temporarily reopen shuttered federal agencies without providing any money for the president's border wall. Meaning that he conceded, Stanley. That's right. The little boy didn't get his way, but he still had to reopen the government because he.
I never said that. That was not the point. You said that Trump never shut down. I just said he did.
Maybe the asshole shut it down because he was holding us hostage.
No, right. That was the whole point. You said he didn't do it. I told you he did. And you have three people telling you that he did. He did do that. So if you're wrong about this, Brian, don't you think there's many things in Trump's world that you're maybe wrong? If you are completely sure about something in 2 minutes.
He was trying to hold Congress hostage to get his money for the border wall. He didn't get it.
Yes, exactly.
If you are really hung up on that, you're not the fact that the situation on the border is becoming unmanageable. It is unmanageable.
Yes,
you know if you express no concern over it, whether or not
you
pay for a damn wall.
When you say
literally hung up on the utmost of triviality.
And when you say a joke that, and they're going to pay for it, was a joke, and the Trump supporters with their weak minds are taking it so literally, that they think is going to happen, and he's laughing at you. It did not happen.
1,000 dead illegal aliens this fiscal year, and you don't care.
No,
and the situation is infinitely worse under Biden than it
matter.
Is
you guys
under
are talking
Trump
about
than
the
it was under Trump.
Now, where you're diverting.
That's what you
Trump
are ducking, Brian.
The wall.
They seized a ton of fentanyl on the border. That's enough fentanyl to kill 400 million Americans. They seized a ton of it last month. That's not counting what got away. Why do you not pay attention to this?
Out of Trump's book to divert the conversation, but it doesn't work with me.
You're hung up on the spending for the wall, and you accuse us of
Brian, wait. We're not diverting. We told you there's two ways that the wall's going to get built. We told you the reason why it didn't happen. We told you there was two ways that was going to happen. You didn't listen to what we said. Instead of saying,
well, Brian, you're making a great
said.
Point. Let me just say
exactly.
Here.
You
Brian,
didn't
you're
listen to
me.
You didn't come
point.
Back to what Sarge or Mr. Solution told you, which was he was going to cut the foreign aid to Mexico. That was one way. And you didn't listen to what I told you, that he was going to bring tariffs to the wall.
Right,
basically,
but
to
let
make
me say
Mexico
this, Stanley, if you don't mind. You're making a great point.
So,
the problem
what
with
are you
Brian,
talking about, Brian? We gave you two examples. And then you told us how come it didn't go through. I even explained you because they didn't go through because we have rhinos Republicans, and when you have rhino Republicans, they don't follow the MAGA agenda. We told you that, Brian. You don't even know
Stanley,
that.
Stanley, can you hear me? Hold on. Let me just get this in. Nothing works with Brian. He's a typical crazy Democrat. Nothing works with him.
No. I don't believe that, Mr. Solution. He is a smart person. He is a Democrat, but he can change his mind.
He's changed his mind for many things.
If you bring him facts and everything, he's the first one going to listen to you. He's completely shut down right now because I brought him facts. If you bring him facts, Mr. Solution, he will basically look at it. He is not. I will vouch for him. He is not a typical Democrat. I have friends who are Democrat who are stupid. He is not a stupid person. He knows if you bring him facts and you show him, here's the information, Brian. He will listen to you and he'll be like, I changed my life. He's done it many times in many shows. So he's not a typical Democrat. Trust me.
I wouldn't be in the show
if he was a typical Democrat.
Okay, Stanley. I'll take that under advisement. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad
so Brian,
I want you to come back to what we said.
Mr. Solution said something. I said something. I told you Mr. Solution said they were going to cut on the foreign aid of Mexico.
I told you the tariff of Mexico,
and I even told you Congress. Please come back to those 3 points and don't act like we didn't say anything. Don't act like we didn't say anything. We're smart, intelligent people. We're maybe smarter than a lot of people in the government. We're intelligent people here. Let's have an honest conversation. Don't dismiss what we just said. We gave you three reasons. Can you please respond to those things? Thank you.
The three reasons that you gave me are not valid because it did not happen. The man said, I'm going to do this, and it did not happen. That's the end result. That's the end result. Nothing else.
All right,
in between
but the counters on the border were down to the extent that he could do what he could do without the wall. The situation on the border was more manageable. Let me refer you again to the 325% increase cited by Customs and Border Patrol. Trump had a more manageable border even without the wall.
I don't know if the border was more manageable in the Trump administration even without the wall.
I mean, do you believe in
Trump
the number
was,
greater than
but
or
Trump
less than? Apparently you don't.
I understand.
A 325% increase doesn't seem to register with you.
Wait.
And let me say this. You're right, Sarge. Brian, stop doubling down on the nonsense.
What Trump tried to do, with my understanding, is to pour money into Mexico, pour money into Honduras, pour money into the Caribbean. And basically, he tried to bribe the people to keep your people there. Don't let them come to the United States. Do something. Now, I agree with what Trump did. We've all been doing that. But the Mexican government just pocketed the money. The Honduras corruption just did the same thing, and it didn't work. Trump gave some good sound bites about the border wall. We're going to build a wall. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. Some people took it seriously, and you're right. The people who are crossing the border legally, it went up 300-something%. You're absolutely right, but it didn't stop the illegals from coming across the border. I'm not going to argue with your facts about it went up for people coming in legally, but it still didn't stop the illegal ones crossing the river. That's what counts.
It's slowing up, Brian. That's the whole point. We may never stop it entirely, but that's why Biden attempted to reverse the policy of holding them in Mexico to apply for asylum in the U.S.
And well, he tried. Biden tried to do the same thing.
Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. It was so effective. That's why the Biden administration was attempting to reverse it. That is, hold them in Mexico. Let them apply from Mexico. And
right.
Mexico sent out its military to guard the
right.
borders.
Right. But he.
We don't see that happening now, Brian.
It's expensive to deploy your armed forces. That is an expense that the Mexicans assumed, relieving some of the financial burden from the United States for that commensurate security.
Right, and it's a multifaceted effort to really seal the border off. It's not just the wall. It's many things, and Trump was implementing those. They were extremely effective.
Off-border, we still had a record number of people. If you Google it, you don't have to take my word for it. Obama still holds the record of sending many people back across the border. He still holds the record.
Yeah, that's stupid.
So if you want to Google it, you can Google it. But, you know, the
that's
border
true.
Is... So in other words, he lets people who are enforcing the law do their job. So he didn't interfere with those who are enforcing the law. He let them do their job. What am I supposed to pat him on the back? That's his duty, is to enforce the laws of the United States.
But Mr. Sir, we got to give it to that. He is right. Obama was called the deporter chief, deported by chief and everything, because he's the one that deported most illegal things.
Yes,
he's right
did.
About that. I gave Obama the credit for that. But, Brian, you got to give credit to what Biden's doing. There's over 2 million people that are illegal coming to the country. More than, like Brian, Mr. Solution and Sarge are telling you over 200%, and you're acting like it's normal? It never happened over Donald Trump, ever. He didn't have 200% illegal, right?
Biden is on track to let four and a half million aliens through the border at the southern border. Four and a half million. That's what he's on track to let into the country thus far at the end of his first term. 4.5 million. Trump never did anything similar to that. Never. Not even close.
Do you guys remember that?
You want to get hung up on trivialities and ignore, like Mr. Solution said, the
I'm not
big
ignoring
picture.
Anything. I'm
the
just
situation
stating
the on
fact.
The border is insane.
I'm stating the facts that you can take it for what it is. As far as the border,
and you keep
the main
going on that to the exclusion of everything else of significance.
But by the same token, to the exclusion of everything else
that is more significant.
What's more significant than trying to put people back across the border than coming into our economy and trying to stretch it or destroy our economy and having a lot of illegals? Obama administration was the top one for being the importer.
Oh, God. The
so
Chamber of Commerce Republicans.
I have no
Chamber
idea
of
what
Commerce
you're arguing. Are you
Democrats,
arguing about Biden's administration?
The globalists who benefit from globalization, they want illegal aliens. The employees, the employers who want to exploit cheap labor want illegal aliens. We get that.
Do you realize,
it is the president's
job
to get around
Do you know what it would do to our economy if we imported... we put back all those people who are illegal here, picking the avocados, who are picking this or picking this and doing manual labor. If we put them back over the border, do you know what it would do to
our
economy?
Oh, we need to have illegal aliens to exploit? Really?
Want to spend $12 on an avocado?
Really?
What are you doing?
Really? All of a sudden now money is the only thing that matters to you liberals?
Sure. The economy matters.
I thought you were all about human beings.
You can't put people, you can't collect people.
Let me ask you a question then. Let me ask a question. Once upon a time, back in the old horrid days of racism and exploitation, the United States and the Mexican government came up with a mutually beneficial plan that benefited Mexico and the United States. They called it the Braceros Program, meaning strong arms in Spanish. What it allowed for was a specified number of Mexican citizens to come across the border and do seasonal work for that, so they could get higher wages in the United States but lesser wages paid to Americans, and then go back to Mexico at the end of the season and spend their money in Mexico. It was controlled. Everyone that came over here was vetted. But for the most part, they all left the country when they were supposed to. It was an orderly program that worked reasonably well for years until the unions got wind of it and shut it down. Now, the thing of the matter is that now all of a sudden you leftists are telling us that if we stop exploiting all of this alien labor, we'll have to pay more money for goods and services.
Yes.
Now, all of a sudden, you leftists are becoming the ultimate in materialists.
Yes. That's what it's about. And you're absolutely right.
It's amazing the way you switch on a dime.
But, Art, you have to understand that it's been going on for decades, that it's part of our economy now. It is too late to turn back. And exploiting cheap labor.
But Brian, I agree 100% what you're saying about the economy. But you cannot have a country.
Hmm?
But Brian, you can't have a country without any border. Either we fix the border, either we tell people to come here legally or not.
What's your suggestion, Stanley? Because I don't know. It's a main topic. It's going to be people going to be running in 2 years when people run for president. It's going to be a topic again. People, as long as we have the regime in these countries, in Honduras, and the corruption in Mexico, and the cartels in Mexico, and the Caribbean, and Haiti, and Jamaica, I don't know. That as long as
empowering and enriching the most evil and wicked criminal organizations on the planet by letting them exploit this chaos on the border. Even if I would agree with you that the economy needs aliens to exploit, then it should be orderly. This is utter chaos. This organization is insanity right now.
You can't have any orderly. It is illegal. How can it be orderly if it's illegal? Exploitation is against
our
law.
Okay, you're the one that's making the case that we need alien labor for our economy. You just said it.
Wait a minute. Sorry.
So if we need it, then we need to make it manageable and orderly.
It can't be because it's illegal. It cannot. We have a program. We want the program.
So in other words, you're saying, let this state of affairs just continue. Let more aliens die on the border. 53 could die in insanely overheated conditions in a tractor trailer. They can die in the desert. They can drown in the Rio Grande. We can have tons of fentanyl coming in, killing tens of thousands of Americans, and that situation is just okay for you to let go on.
Well, Sarge, you know better than that. You know back in when the Reagan years, that Reagan made a deal with the Contrinosa, and he made a deal with the Colombians to let the drugs come into our country and to make sure they go into the black neighborhoods and the brown neighborhoods and make sure they don't – the cocaine and everything, and make sure that they don't go into white neighborhoods. You already know what kind of deal Reagan did with that as far as – and with that, with the letting the drugs come in, that's Republican. And you know damn well, Sarge, that happened in the 80s, what Reagan did.
I've already listed the manifold avenues of corruption that are enabling this. It's not just Democrats. It's Chamber of Commerce types and people who want to economically exploit other people.
I agree, sir.
I've already listed. I'm not limiting this to Democrats. I'm saying it is being fueled by the Democrat Party. Republicans are latching on to it, too, and taking advantage of it as well. There's a lot of people that spread the blame around, too. I'll grant you that. but it's got to be done. And the only person who was making a significant stop to it was Donald John Trump. There was no other presidential leader who even came close.
What kind of stop did he make? What did he do?
Again, I'm going to refer you to numbers, Brian. The numbers are up 325% on average, month by month, for the Biden administration over the Trump administration. That's what he did.
Okay.
Now, you keep ignoring it because it doesn't fit your narrative.
No, I'm not ignoring that. I'm just saying I
understand.
You
asked me what he did.
But wait, Mr. Solution, sorry, we don't have to deport them
in the first place. You keep them out of the country so you don't have to deport them.
But, Sarge, he asked a great question and everything. What did Trump do and everything? Brian, why don't you, you're the radio host. You're the one who's supposed to, who's the better than CNN, MSNBC, and Fox and everything. You asked a great question. You could Google it and say, hey, Trump, what did you do for the immigration? And I bet you $20 that you would see there was a list of things that Trump did during the time that he was president to try to stop the immigration. That's if you want to know facts, Brian. That's if you want to know the truth. Because you are a show that wants to know the truth. You don't care, like you said, that it's Democrat or Republican. So if it's shown, and I can send you the information that Trump did a bunch of things, then you got to say, Stanley, you were right. He did not have it both ways, Brian.
Stanley, what he did was he poured money into a corrupt government to hold the people at the border. That's what he was trying to do. He was when he started saying Mexico and the president will pay for it, he kind of damaged that relationship with them. And what they did was send more people across the border.
What did our moronic vice president do when she went down there to talk about the root causes of illegal alien invasion? And she was supposed to offer bribes to more corrupt governments in Central America. Huh?
Do you remember our little moron
in the White House went down there, the border czar, she's going to go fix the problem, and she's going to have conferences with all the leaders in Central America? A great deal of that fixing the root causes was bribes to, as you put it, corrupt governments.
Well, I'll let you guys decide, because Trump promised six things. And Stanley, to answer your question, Trump promised six things about the border. And I'll let you guys answer it. The number one thing he said, I'm trying to remember, he started to build his deportation force. Trump said he's going to create a new special deportation task force to identify and remove quickly the most dangerous criminal illegal immigrants in America. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to remove quickly the most dangerous criminal illegal immigrants in America. Now, if you went to our Sarge's, it's right up your alley. Where are you going to look for the most dangerous criminals in America? He'd go right to the jail.
In every sanctuary city in the United States where Democrats govern.
That too.
That's where you start.
It didn't happen.
And by the way, they're not going to cooperate with the federal authorities on that.
Right.
Because they expressly said they wouldn't.
Right.
Remember?
Exactly. I'm just saying, I understand saying it. I understand that you want to do it. Implementing it is another matter.
You ever heard of a thing called Operation Wetback? Are you familiar with that?
Oh, my God. Wasn't that in the 80s?
No, 1954, actually, and it was very successful.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, look it up. Look what they did with Operation. Yeah, the title might have been politically incorrect, but believe me, it was managed correctly. You know why the greatest reason it was a success? Because there was nothing on the horizon, not even conceived of, to be spoken out loud of a sanctuary city or a sanctuary state. The federal government and customs got complete cooperation from the local and state authorities. That's why. That's why you can't do it now. Because these people are in insurrection rebellion against the laws of the United States with this matter.
I got two news stories.
Hey, Sarge, let me jump in here. I want to tell you why that operation...
I know the term is not politically correct, but let me tell you why it was so effective. And I'm going to weave in what Brian said about Obama.
Wait a minute. Say hello to Melissa, everybody.
Hey, Melissa.
Hi.
I'm going to tell you what.
How is everybody?
All right. How are you?
Hey, Lisa. How you doing, baby?
You got Sarge. And you got about 8 other people who are not talking.
Hey, hello, beautiful. How are you?
Hi, family.
Brian, the reason
I'm outside
back,
and everything.
I know that's
so,
a politically incorrect. The reason that
yeah,
that was
let's
so
have another perspective, Sarge and Brian. What do you think of the beautiful about the whole immigration thing that's happening? What do you think? What do you
think? Let me finish what I was saying, sir. Look, the reason Obama was not effective, even though he deported a large number of illegals, is because he would just take them to the immediate border crossing, and what they would do is come right back. What Operation Wetback would do is take them to the extreme end of Mexico and drop them off there. So whenever they made it back home, wherever they lived, they didn't come back because they didn't want to endure.
Because most of them got killed trying to make it home.
They didn't want to endure that arduous situation of trying to make it back home.
Their asses.
So that's the reason primarily the Operation Wetback was so effective.
It was a dump zone. It wasn't really humane, Mr. Salute.
Well, there you go. A lot of what they're doing is not humane either. Let me just tell you this. I was watching a documentary on Frontline, and it was talking about the rapes in the fields and what have you. So the illegal immigration, not only does it encourage drug abuse and drug trafficking, it also encourages rape of women and children because those coyotes are not at all hospitable to women and children. They allow them to die in the desert of exposure. They rape and plunder them. So as Sarge said so eloquently, it has to be done in an orderly fashion. We can make order out of the chaos if we so choose, and Trump had embarked upon spearheading, creating an orderly situation.
Well, here's how it used to work. The cartels used to provide safe transportation to the border to the United States. But then when the women got here, the cartels used to get them jobs as maids and local workers and labor workers, seamstress, sewing. But they had to work off their debt, so a lot of them went into prostitution. It was a heavy, and that was it. Then as soon as they got here, the cartels made them go into prostitution to work off their debt.
And look, that is given cover by the illegality of the whole process. And see, the Democrats are for that, and they are promoting it by not creating an orderly situation, as Trump had started to spearhead.
You mean by
so,
putting
in other words, keeping it illegal and
like little animals,
keeping it illegal and inorderly allows
taking,
for the
taking
for
little
the
kids
gross.
And their families and put them in cages and just dumping them over across the line of the border.
Okay, first of all, you're citing things that are inflammatory. First of all, they have to control, they have to quarantine the people. Because there are also issues of disease. They can't just let the people
care to
you.
Just
read
my
mind. I was going to say, I really don't care, do you?
Exactly.
What do you mean? You don't care about what? Explain that.
When that big controversy came out about the children in cages and whatever, Melania Trump, it was really heated up at the time, had a jacket on, like a raincoat.
Yeah, Obama had started that, by the way. Trump didn't start that. Obama started that.
No, she had a jacket on that was a raincoat. It was black. And that
right, but they have to be isolated. They just can't be allowed to run willy-nilly throughout the country.
And she changed. Did you notice that, Melissa?
Brian,
she changed when she visited.
Brian, your argument, although
and then
it
she
may
changed
be,
out of it, and on the plane she had the jacket, says, I really don't care, do you? And that's what she wore after visiting the kids in the cages.
Well, I think that was
I don't know how much influence Melania Trump has on policy, so I'm going to leave it at that. I'm worried about people
that
have the on the policy, not on what a first lady wears as a fashion statement.
Usually the first lady doesn't wear clothes with messages printed on them. Come on. Come on.
Okay, you know, she was talking about the way the press was regarding her. Have you not forgotten the attacks upon her by the press? She was constantly being attacked in a way no first lady I can remember has been attacked since Nancy Reagan, maybe.
Yeah, that message
compared to Obama, they made
her
sound like she was the ugly donkey compared to Michelle Obama. Not one time she was invited to have a Vogue show. Not one time
she was
the first lady. She was your first lady. Not one time. Michelle Obama did more Vogue show, more Vogue magazine than any first lady I ever saw. But you have a top model, and she doesn't even do one cover. She doesn't do one cover. You're the first lady.
Because she hasn't done anything for the people. And Christmas, her Christmas trees was blood red. And Christmas.
Well, I think you guys are kind of deflecting from the subject now.
What the hell is that? Brian loves to do that, doesn't he?
Oh, of course he does.
We've got
because
he
doesn't have any firepower on the real issue.
1,000 dead aliens, 78,000 dead Americans from fentanyl smuggling. No telling how much they're getting a ton of fentanyl a month sometimes. No telling how much gets away, but we're worried about Melania Trump's jacket. No, I'm not. I'll tell you what
I'm
not
worried about. They have
the
had to set up
the border.
How Trump
okay, check
the
this
pandemic.
Out. They have had to set up morgues out there in the desert because these people are dying.
I'm sorry. I have nothing against Michelle Obama, but she's not a fucking a 10 out of 10 as beauty. I'm sorry. I will say
you know, she should have been
first lady of Trump over Michelle Obama any time in the day. Come on, Brian. She's not a 10. They made a song like Michelle Obama was a 10. She's not a 10. Trust me, she's not a
rather
blonde
right. That woman is.
Come on,
all of them
Michelle
are
Obama 10. Come on.
Let me say this: they're liars and hypocrites. And Sarge, I think you alluded to this, if not stated it directly, is that look, Martha's Vineyard is basically vacant, but yet it was considered an inundation with 50. Get it? 50 illegals were sent to Martha's Vineyard, and that necessitated the National Guard having to be sent out. That is absolutely outrageous.
The National Guard. I can't believe it.
And it demonstrates the supreme hypocrisy of the so-called liberals.
I mean,
you agree I had to
state
manipulating
this
people.
This was the best expenditure of
with
the taxpayer money with regard to focusing this issue than anything I have ever seen done by any politicians. This was a brilliant masterstroke for DeSantis and Greg Abbott. Thank God for what they did.
It absolutely is, and I guess what the liberals say, if the illegals aren't coming with a leaf blower and a lawnmower or a maid's uniform, they're not welcome.
Okay, Stan, going back to Stanley, this is your question. You asked me about Trump, what did he do regarding the border? And I told you that Trump promises a lot of things for a soundbite. It sounds great, but it never happened. He wanted his deportation force never happened. He said that what he was going to do was he's going to enforce priorities will include removing criminals like gang members, security threats, visa overstays, public charges, that is those relying on public welfare or straining the safety net. Get them out. Never happened. It never happened, Stanley.
Brian, you know, sometimes you don't always succeed when you first try to do something.
Oh,
you know, Obama, he made
stop.
A big deal
stop.
Out of how hard he had to work to get Obamacare, didn't he? Well, I got news for you. If Trump gets back in office, I think he'll make this a priority. He'll keep working hard like he does on everything he undertakes, and we'll probably see it come to fruition.
Absolutely.
Trump
Brian
says
DeSantis.
Those who are here illegally. He says that what he's going to do is they will have one route and one route only to return home and apply for reentry. Never happened. So what I'm trying to say, we go on
How many times did the Wright brothers fail before they got that airplane thing working?
So, Brian, a number of efforts have to be made. Deportation, blocking them at the border. I mean, there are a whole slew of things that have to be done, not just one thing. I think you're being a manifest brick.
Trump did.
I think you're being a manifest brick.
He's a blockhead to his heart.
By not being more open-minded. You're just looking for fault. That's what you're doing.
I am not. I'm looking at the people who Trump wants in office. And have you guys read about, do you guys know who, because we got to move on. I got some good stuff.
Okay, go ahead. Move on.
Do you guys
then.
Know who John, anybody here know who John Gibbs is? Anybody? John Gibbs.
I got him. Who is he? And what's the relevance?
He's a Republican from Michigan. He's running for office. He's a Republican in Michigan.
Yeah.
He's running for office. Okay, well, his big theory is let's take away the women's right to vote. That's what he's running on. He doesn't want to vote. He says they're idiots.
Yeah, I heard about him.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to say this. But okay, what's the gist of what you're saying, Brian? Give me the upshot.
Here it comes. Wait for it.
What's
the
upshot, Brian?
That Trump are putting in office and backing these idiots to have these way out thinking that let's take votes away from women. Yeah, that's
well, you know that's not going to happen. That's absurd.
What do you mean absurd? It's a guy running. It's a real guy, according to.
But Brian, let's be logical. The guy said the problem that we have right now is because we let women vote and everything. There's a lot of problem and everything. Let's be honest. Like, look at a case like a lawyer, like a trial. Is he making a case?
Stanley?
Yes or no? Since women have been voting, they vote for social issue. They vote for basically social issue more than other things.
And that means more
we need to
government as a result.
Yes, basically we need to be honest, Brian. You can't dismiss what you just said and everything just like that. You're a logical person, Brian. You go with logic. He says, logically, does it make sense or not? Did our country change because we decided women to vote or it didn't change? Do we have more social issues before than we had, or we have as much when
Benny,
it was
only
men that
was saying that.
Yes or no?
Oh, my. Stanley, this is the worst
ever.
I'm
not debating any. I'm going with the facts. I'm not bringing emotion. I'm just going facts with facts.
Oh,
is
Stanley,
it not true or
both,
not, right?
Women are not just Democrats. There are Republican women voting. What are you saying?
I'm saying that women vote for social issue. Women vote for protection. Women are responsible for a lot of social issues. I'm not saying I'm not denying what they did. They did something good in the United States.
Yeah,
but
women are single mothers, unmarried, so they need
my
to expand the government's social process.
Believe what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Right. We know women are not going to lose the franchise. What we need to have an honest discussion about is to what extent your voting patterns have fueled the growth of government, particularly the growth of socialist government. That is a valid conversation to be had, and I see nothing wrong with talking about it.
And Brian, if you stop attacking the character of somebody because he asked the question, that's the thing. You Democrats don't want to know the answer. Instead, that doesn't deplore. I don't mind that women have the right to vote.
You are evil, Stanley, because you asked that question.
No, I'm not. Brian, you Democrats put us in character because we ask questions. You have no right to demean anybody because somebody asked questions.
I'm not demeaning anything. I'm asking the question. Do you guys seriously think that women should not have the right to vote?
I think women should have the right to vote.
Serious question. That's not the question we're asking, Brian.
We need to do this orderly. Brian, why don't you establish order, sir?
Oh, now you're asking me to establish order. Oh!
You're damn right. Do it.
After all these years, Mr. Solution.
Well, look, we're not asking a question. You're asking a question that we're not asking.
Okay, hold on, everybody.
We're asking to examine the issue.
On this
and we're asking women to be maybe aware of what their voting patterns are causing.
Okay.
Yeah,
all.
You're deflecting,
but
Brian, but
you
I would like to respond to that. I think women, given that they don't
and
have,
Joe,
okay,
don't
they
anybody,
have liberty,
man.
But they don't have
I don't,
accountability.
I don't mute anybody.
I always use military conscription.
What I rely on you guys is your politeness and your common sense, and also listen to your fellow log talkers and be polite. That's what I rely on. If you talk
right, and I
want
to finish
right.
responding to this issue about women and the vote.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Solution. But then after
now,
you're
what
done,
I would say is, look, women have been
I'm
given
done,
the
so
vote. Now,
replied.
I know
go
it
ahead,
was a bit of chicanery because there
okay.
was women having the right to vote did allow
yes.
for discriminatory policies to prevail.
Okay.
But this is the point. We are where we are now. And the
yes.
thing is that women don't have a responsibility and accountability to put forth their lives in order to enjoy the fruits of this great country. That is, they're not subject to military conscription. And I don't believe, as all men are, even disabled and mentally handicapped men are. And I believe that anyone who doesn't have an objective responsibility to protect the country should not have the right to vote. Now, we do a lot of squirrely things for women, particularly, all right? Women are the greatest beneficiaries of, say, for example, affirmative action. But yet, they are never considered unworthy or unskilled enough to be in those positions. But my main point would be this. Since women are not subject to military conscription, there should be at least a discussion about them having the right to vote to send men to war or to vote for people who do send men to war. So I think that is a fundamental and foundational issue regarding
okay.
The female and the female vote.
Okay,
what
let's say, okay, good point, Mr. Solution. Stanley, do you believe that women should have a right to vote?
I think women should have the right to vote in everything. The only thing at the point I agree with what Mr. Solution said and everything is that we have too much social stuff that we have because of the women part. But I have no problem with women have the right to vote in everything. Like I said, it brought our society to have more social protection compared to before and everything. And the thing is, the thing that I think that would change and make it more equal was to have, but we can't force, I don't see a society that we could force women to go to war. I don't see a society that we could force women to be in the draft and everything. And I have to agree with Mr. Solution, that's the little ick that women have as protection. But definitely our country has changed for the better, I think, because we have more social protection because of women have the right to vote and everything. That's what I
okay.
want.
Let me respond to what Stanley
said,
because
this
is a good point. Let me just slip
this
in. I'm not saying that they have to go to war, because if women are deemed unfit for war, I said two distinct things. They should be subject to conscription. Usually only about 10% or thereabouts actually go to war, because there are support positions that women could definitely serve in. But what I'm talking about is the accountability, they should have in order to be able to vote. And they don't necessarily have to go to war if they're unfit, just like an unfit man is not.
The majority of women were going to work to hold their jobs for their men. They raised money for the war effort. Rosie the Riveters have worked behind in support groups with the Air Force to help build planes and everything. Women have done a lot for war. Okay, so I want to ask Sarge this. Sarge, would you vote for someone who has that opinion that women should not have the right to vote? When you vote for that person who's a Republican,
all right,
Trump,
okay, as it's a bifurcated question that you got to let me answer separately. My willingness to vote for a candidate who would espouse such a position as not letting women get the right to vote, knowing that at this time in history that ain't gonna happen since women also vote and most of them think they should have the right to vote, I'm gonna look at other factors involving that candidate versus candidate's opponent
and I will then make my decision based on that. So, no, it is not categorically something I would vote for or against him on. That's my answer. Now, number two, the issue of women's suffrage, as whether or not women should continue to have the vote, is settled, it's done. They're going to have the vote. What I want to have discussion about, since we're always having a discussion about men's proclivities and what men vote for impacting the world and the country at large, I see no reason why we can't have a similar discussion with regard to women and their voting patterns. Now, to the extent that their voting patterns, and there is solid evidence both from the left and the right, that the that large-scale women's voting fuels and expands the socialist welfare state. To the extent that that is true or not, we need to have a discussion about it. If for no other reason than to bring public awareness to the issue, for or against. But see, the problem today is in this atmosphere of censorship that just is determined to leave certain things unspoken and unexamined, it is almost impossible to have an honest discussion about anything. The minute I hear particularly some leftists say, well, we can't have an honest discussion about X, Y, and Z, I know that's somebody who wants to direct and censor the conversation. I'm not listening to someone who wants to have an honest discussion.
Fair enough. Okay. Thank you, Sarge. Melissa.
Yeah.
Melissa. Yeah. Hi, sweetheart.
I'm here.
Good to hear your voice.
Hi.
Melissa, how do you feel about this whole thing about this guy talking about women not voting and should not vote? They vote for their socialists, like Sandy may be saying. They vote on social programs. They don't deal in policy. And we should take their right away. I mean, would you hold this guy seriously? I mean, come on.
No.
Really?
No. No.
Exactly. Because Sarge made a point, which is a true point. And he knows it's a ridiculous thing to say because you're not going to take the women's right away from voting. So you're going to look in something deeper what his other policies are. But you can't ignore what he feels. I go back to.
Is anyone else there? I guess Brian took a nap.
Yeah, I think Brian just blanked out. I think we better keep the conversation going until he gets back. It happens to him sometimes.
Brian is a good deflector. I'm going to say that is his forte. His strong point is deflection and deviation from the main theme. He's excellent at that.
Oh, boy.
Brian,
can I ask you a question?
See, I mean, we come here because we like Brian. I do. I like him.
Yeah,
well,
I like
to imagine
beautiful.
Him not being there when he's actually there.
Oh, you're back? Okay,
yeah,
good.
Beautiful.
Go ahead, Brian. What's
yeah,
up? Blog
talk
just kept things going while you're off here.
Yeah, Brian, I just
guys.
Said I come here because I like to imagine that you're not there even though you're there.
Well, no.
Oh my God!
No, I go there because he has a great show. Beautiful. Do you don't think that because of women allowed to vote and everything, that our society has changed and became, there's more social protection and everything because women are more, like you say, because that's the truth. Women brought more of the social protection that brings, that changed America. Or it didn't. I think
is that for the better or for the worse? Can you put
think,
a value on that?
I think for the better. I think there was some social, protection that America needed to have, and women brought that to the forefront, because men, we would have never brought those things. I don't think so.
So you think it's a net gain? It's a net gain?
Yes. I think there's some social programs that are a net gain. I think that we need, you know, I don't agree that we live in a society that has no protection, especially right now where companies can basically fire anybody for any reason. I don't agree with that. If we have no social, there should be some protection because a CEO or anybody could fire a person just like that, and I don't agree with that, except if somebody did something really stupid in your company. But there's too much CEO basically saying, I'm laying out 1,000 people, I'm laying out 200 people. That's you can't lay out 1,000 people just the way that's 1,000 family you're affecting. And I think that we need some social protection if we have that power.
There used to be
and
lawyers.
And I think
everything
that's where
changed.
The rise of the unions make the big difference. You know, unions
exactly.
So
I think unions should come back. I think unions should come back, Mr. Solution. But beautiful, do you think that our society has changed?
Beautiful, do you think our society has changed? The medical benefits and many of the protections in the workplace that you are alluding to, Stanley.
Yes. But beautiful, do you think that our society has changed because women have the right to vote and everything, and they brought more social protection? Is that the reason, is that the improvement that you see that women brought for the voting, or do you see anything else?
I think you're underestimating the fact that there are a lot of women who are pretty well informed and they keep up on things, and we don't always think with our heart. Not all of us, anyway.
Well, okay. We're not talking about specific individual women. I'm sure you are. But I know Winsome Sears, as Lieutenant Governor of Virginia, is as good a candidate as I've seen, male or female. It isn't the individuals. We know individual women are as good or better than many men on this issue. We're talking about the overall influence of all women and their voting pattern. And to the extent that they initially got the ball rolling, to the extent that they initially got things going, I think they were more positive than not. But today, I think women's influence in voting now, I'm talking about in 2022, is more negative than positive. Initially, I think it had a positive effect. Now, I think it's become too predominant, too many candidates pander to it, and the way they pander to it is with more government, more regulation, less liberty, and less economic potential.
And see, Sarge, you may undercut yourself, if you don't mind my saying so, while what you're saying is very objective, and I think it's good. But part of the reason that women are that way may go back to the ultimate lack of societal responsibility vis-a-vis men and women with respect to their mandated participation within the society, first and foremost, that being the protection of the country. So maybe the reason that women are the negative way that you are alluding to is because they have all liberty and no accountability socially.
The only problem I have with that argument is because of my personal experiences and my understanding of history, I am so concerned about the negative effect they have on combat efficiency that I'm sorry I put that as a paramount over above all other considerations. I am
hey, but wait a minute. See, you're creating a straw man just like Brian now, if I may say so, because I said very distinctly and very succinctly.
Yeah, but see, then you're leaving out the aspects of human nature that mitigate against that. And we can't do
that. Okay, what do you mean?
That's the problem with whenever we have this discussion about it. If what you say I could count upon not to be weakened or ameliorated, then okay, you got a point, Mr. Solution. I'd have to agree. But it won't be. We've got, especially today, in today's political atmosphere, we have politicians who unscrupulously weaken the armed forces for the purposes of a political agenda, particularly one that is influenced and beholden to radical egalitarian feminism.
Well, could you be a little bit more explicit in what the outcome...
Okay, you remember Pat Schroeder, that senator who was on all those military committees who was advocating for putting women in combat, not support service roles, combat.
Okay.
She wondered why there weren't more women in Rangers and SEALs and Special Forces and infantry.
Right.
And she
but I agree with you on
no
that. But see,
what.
One does not mitigate.
Wait
a minute. I agree with you on that. But one does not mitigate and exhaust the other. And that would be true of men, too, because there are many men. Now, let me just clarify or get clarified.
Yeah, but you got to remember, the standard was set up to weed out men who couldn't hack it initially. They were
Exactly. So we
that
have
was
a process.
The standard was set up to keep the men out who couldn't hack it.
Right, but okay, so we have a process for weeding out people who aren't able to accomplish the mission. So you and I agree on that. But see, on the back end, I think, is where you falter by saying, by giving women all of this power and zero accountability. See, women can vote for politicians who will send men to their death just ad infinitum,
but,
you see.
So, Lucia, you're
and so that's
women.
A real, real important issue.
Even trying to respond to you,
hold
Mr.
on,
Bush,
hold on. I let
as
you guys
a matter
talk. They're saying
principle,
that women don't
I
want to
couldn't agree
talk.
With you more. As
but,
a matter
okay.
of principle, you
so,
are utterly
see,
correct. The problem
see, we
is,
have to do that because women are never going to see things logically as men see them if they don't have the similar experiences.
Yeah, you are speaking principle, and the principle is very dear to me. So I'm very sympathetic. It's hard for me to argue against it. But again, good night.
I don't like to mute, but I also want to be part of the show, too. And this show is famous for not muting because I'm relying on you guys being respectful to the next person who wants to talk. There is a period that you can jump in. I'm just saying that I'm going to unmute you guys, but I have to say something. What the battle is not about women don't want to go into combat. Is that men do not want them to go in combat because men cannot handle if they've been taken prisoner. Men cannot handle if they're being sexually tortured or having babies from the enemy. But the real reason why women want to go into combat is because that's the only way that you can get more pay and you get a promotion. If you don't go into combat, you will not get that promotion for to another level or that raise of pay. And a lot of single ladies and a lot of single mothers are going into combat right now so they can provide with the, for their families. So when we talk about women going into combat, it's not them holding them up. It's our senators and our congresspeople and our, how you call it, misogynistic ways about we don't want women being captured, but the only reason why they can get more pay is to go into combat and to get that promotion. And this is the problem they're having. Because technically, nobody wants to see a woman. And we had that happen when that woman was taken prisoner about maybe, God, what was it, the 2000s or 90s? She was raped so many times, we couldn't even handle it, what really happened to her. So I don't know about Mr. Solution saying that we that women are not going into combat or we have this thing about women not joining the Army so they don't go into combat. I think they're joining the Army to go into combat so they can get that pay raise, so they get that promotion, provide for their family. So it's not the women. It's the misogynistic men who are keeping them from getting that pay raise, that promotion, and that extra pay. Come on, guys. I'm gonna unmute you now.
Brian, I got to say, I got to look outside with my goddamn telescope because it must be a friggin' blue moon. For the first time, you've said something that's at least three-quarters correct. Amen.
All right, Brian, I've always understood the emotional arguments about women being taken prisoner, raped, abused, and violated. That has always been a rallying cry for nations and particularly men whenever it occurs. So I am completely aware of and sympathetic to your line of reasoning. But
right.
And it's the big but that always comes in there. If
yeah,
it wouldn't
is.
Compromise combat efficiency to let women assume combat roles, then I would be willing to assume, not me, but the risk should be assumed. Assuming
right.
it wouldn't, because the principle that Mr. Solution spoke to would be honored. And that principle is important to me. But since I know the way things work in this republic, with the kind
right.
of people we got governing us today, I cannot trust them to have integrity with regard to implementing that principle, and the stakes are too high when it comes to combat efficiency. So I am
oh,
going
no,
to yield.
Oh, no, they're not, Sarge. No, and let me tell
wait a minute
you
now,
why.
Wait a minute. I'm going to yield. I'm going to yield the principle to maintenance of combat efficiency over and above all other considerations.
Right, but what you're not realizing is this is a double-ended fuse that's burning at both ends. So on the end of keeping women out, and now we've already agreed, I've said if women, just like men, are not equipped, or are not fit for combat, they shouldn't be put in those positions. I agree with that. But also I'm saying the big canon that's behind you, sir, is the fact of giving women all of this social and political power to blow your ass out of the game, as it were, if they're not taught accountability. Because what they're doing behind the lines is crying, wah, 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 and they're getting everything. And see, you can destroy a nation, as you very well know, you can destroy it from within. And that's the cancer that is destroying the nation from within, is giving women all of these liberties and no accountability. So it's like choose your poison.
Beautiful. I'm not arguing with that about that at all. Again, I have made a decision, maybe a bit crass. It may be a bit hypocritical to some extent, given my devotion principle. But in this case, I am going to yield the combat vision to ensure it can be maintained to the extent possible. And after I saw what they did to get the women through Ranger School, I know what they are prepared to do. Those women did not pass Ranger School the way I had to pass it when I went to Ranger School in 1969. I know they didn't.
Right, and
the thing that I'm very surprised, and I would love Beautiful to answer that question is, and there's a little problem I agree with, I think it's Sarge or Mr. Solution that said something. In 2022, Beautiful, how come women accepted that basically that we're now no more two genders? That basically women and everything accepted that basically boys are not boys, women and girls are not girls. That basically we have to accept that a man can become a woman, a woman can become a man, and all that crap and everything that... Let me ask a question. I want to ask...
You're being amazingly rude today. You're being really rude. Now, I guess you haven't heard me on the show before. I am not one of those women that believe that, okay? I do not believe in that. What you tend to do, Stanley, is group people together. I do not believe that there are more than two genders, okay? Do not ask me that question. Do not group me with that. You have been amazingly rude today, Stanley. And you've been
I didn't group you like that. I know you're not that type of guy. I'm just surprised I'm not putting yourself.
Listen, Stanley,
okay.
If I really want to, I can pull you over in about 5 seconds. You over-talk everybody. You play games with people. And you're sounding like an idiot.
How am I playing game with people? I'm not over-talking to anybody. I let people talk and everything. I even ask your opinion. I'm not talking about you. Go ahead.
You screaming and talking and over-talking everybody. And I was listening to the show.
Let me say this, if I may. Have you finished, Melissa?
Stanley, you're really pissing me off today.
How am I pissing you off? I didn't over-talk event you. I asked your opinion.
You have been. Stanley. You group
I ask
me
your opinion. When I ask your opinion as women, I don't ask
you
as an individual. I do not ask you as an individual. I do not understand how come.
Like
okay, you're over talking me. You're over talking me, Beautiful, and you're not listening to what I said. You're over talking. Listen to what I said, and they don't listen to you. You're over talking me. You said that I don't over talk. You just did it. Listen to what
you
I said, and then I'll listen
everybody.
To you. Can you listen
well,
to
minute,
what I
minute.
Said?
Well, instead of you guys
listen
arguing,
to what I said, and then
funny.
I'll listen to
you,
Beautiful.
You.
I am not talking about you as an individual. Women,
because of the way
Beautiful,
you're
just listen.
Behaving.
Beautiful, just listen.
I'm not going to listen to you right now. No, I'm not.
Wait, why
no.
don't you just make
well,
your
okay,
point?
Okay, in that case, we don't have any conversation, Beautiful.
Let's make your point.
No.
You know, you ask me to listen to you, I'll listen to you. You have to listen to me, too. I'm not talking to you as an individual, Beautiful.
Just make your point, Stanley,
I'm not talking to you as an individual, Beautiful, at all.
Listen to this. Stanley, you sound like an old lady.
Be- beautiful. You didn't even listen to what I said. How can it sound like an old lady? Let me finish what I have said, and then I'll listen to what you have to say. Listen first. I am not talking to you as an individual, beautiful. I think so much more than you than you think. I didn't say Melissa or beautiful is the one voting for this, that basically we have two genders. I did not say that. As an individual, I know you don't think those things. I said women got accepted that day. I am shocked that women accepted those things. I am shocked that you, a group of women, didn't say, hell no, we're not going
to
accept
it.
I'm not talking about you.
What I'm trying to explain to you is that sometimes you tend to group things and people in all together. I can't answer for other women that believe that.
Okay, that's your answer, Stanley. That's your answer from Melissa.
Okay.
Now, if you push it, you're going to keep pissing her off.
I'm not trying to push her off. I just wish more women thought like the same way as beautiful. And I'm shocked
informed. They have to hear it. They can't think that way unless they hear it. And young women are notorious for not all of them, but many of them. They're not interested in politics until they drop their last egg, as Tom Likas used to say.
Stanley, you just don't. Stanley, sometimes the way you present your questions, you come across as really hostile, and you think that I'm responsible for what other women think or what
I never said that, beautiful.
Think.
I just explained
but
it. I never
was the
said that.
The implication of the way you were speaking to me. That was
both of you have a point, by the way.
I think we got that pretty much established. That,
I think both of you have a point. But I will say this, Stanley, in an extension of what you're saying, I think Dennis Prager said this the other day. 94% of women are in support of this total upending of society by promoting these ideas that there are no genders or that there are many genders, okay? Mm-hmm. Because women are your primary educators. They've pushed men out of that field. There are very few men who teach primary and elementary and kindergarten.
Secondary.
Some good men would like to be in those positions, but they aren't. Women dominate that field. I think something like 94%. And so women are promoting these leftist, woke, radical ideas that there are more than two genders. Women are the primary promoters.
What about Marjorie? Stop it. Stop it with women promoting leftists. There's a lot of Republican
women.
Well,
I just told you where they are.
Susan Collins.
I just told you women are the primary teachers of elementary and kindergarten schools. Do you deny that, sir?
Brian does not accept the concept of greater than and less than. When you say 94%, that means greater than.
Hey, that's wonderful, sir.
I want you guys to respond. This is the last thing we're going to say to Donald Trump. Here he is, right here. Listen, this is Donald Trump to attacks on his agenda. This happened 2 days ago. Here we go.
Terms, and what do you advise candidates? Now, Kevin McCarthy, it's the first time in 28 years that Republicans are doing something similar to the contract with America. He's calling it commitments to America. He will release that publicly on Friday. I think many Senate candidates will also sign on to it. It's your agenda. It's the MAGA agenda. It is the America First agenda, which, by the way, Joe Biden gave an entire speech on. Did you see? I know you saw the speech because you mentioned it in your rally.
You talked about MAGA.
MAGA.
And I said, no, you don't understand. It's make America great again. You know, how do you attack? Make America great again is under attack.
I define my political philosophy very simply. I'm a conservative. I'm a registered conservative because
right.
I'm in New York. Okay. Believe in liberty, freedom, capitalism, our Constitution, law and order, safety and security, or else you can't pursue happiness.
Right.
Right? Okay. I want choice in school. We spend more per capita per education
right.
with the worst results. You talk about it often. I believe in secure borders, legal immigration. I believe in energy independence.
Right.
I'd like to see that next step, like you talk about, for energy dominance. Okay. I want NATO to pay its fair share, free and fair trade, which you talked a lot about.
And I got
peace through strength. You got to have the best military on the face of the earth. We have a lot of bad actors. And I believe that the Supreme Court should interpret the Constitution and not write legislation. Now, and we believe in the First and Second Amendment. That's pretty much sums up who I've been on air. Now 36 years I've been on radio and 27 at Fox, whatever it is, 26.
And that's not conservative. You know, that is common sense.
I agree.
Okay? I often say, are you a conservative? I'm a person with common sense. Strong borders, energy independence, great education, strong military, All of these things, low taxes, they're going to double, triple your taxes. It's crazy. You know, even from a political standpoint, how crazy is it? My whole life, the man who was going to lower taxes always had, or woman, always had the advantage, right, in an election. Today they're talking about openly we're going to raise. How about you're talking about nuclear weapons, which is the biggest threat in the world today by far, and we have a president at the United Nations today that goes on and talks about global warming and climate change. You know, it used to be called global warming, but that wasn't working too well.
Global warming.
So now they call it
climate
change.
Before that, it was global cooling. The next ice age is coming.
Years ago, they thought it was global cooling. But, I mean, we have such problems in this country. And if you look at the Green New Deal, the trillions and trillions of dollars with...
There you go. That's a little bit of Trump. I can only take so much. But there you go.
No, actually... I think halfway enjoyed listening to him.
Did you really?
That was great. What's wrong with
what
he said, Brian?
I swear to God.
Brian, step up. What's wrong with what Trump said? Low taxes, energy independence, strong borders. What's wrong with that?
Well, he has two more minutes. Well, here you go. If you enjoyed that, you got two more minutes of him. Here he is.
No, hold on. Let's just deal with the part you played. Why can't you deal with that?
This inflation.
Deflected?
The other big reason is what they allowed to happen to energy. Energy has gone so high, so fast, it was devastating. It lifted everything else. Now everything else has caught up. It's not merely energy.
Let me ask you, if you were to run again and win, if you were to win and became president, we would only be able to serve one term. How long do you believe you could get things back to where you had it when you left?
Very quickly, except for one thing. Millions of people are in our country now that shouldn't be here. Many of them are prisoners.
Would you deport them?
Criminals. The bad ones I would deport. Yeah, the bad ones I would deport. Millions and millions of people they're poisoning our country. They're poisoning. I'd like to be nice about it. Yesterday I heard that Venezuela is emptying their prisons out into the United States.
I wasn't
that shocked because other countries have been doing it, and I've been hearing about it and reading about it and seeing it, so I'm almost surprised it took them so long. But Venezuela is emptying their prison population into the United States, going right through the border like nothing. We're poisoning our country, and it's very hard to come back from that. We can come back. We'll get the oil. We'll get the price down. You know, if we got the price of oil down, Putin would stop. I wouldn't even have to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Putin would stop because he wouldn't be able to afford it. He wouldn't be able to go forward. But he's making so much money, even above and beyond the cost of war. And he's selling it to China, and he's selling it to other places. And Europe is going to dump us. You watch. Because they're not going to allow their people to freeze, so they're going to dump us. We're out there fighting. We're spending many times more money than them, and they will be dumping us. You know, we did one thing very bad.
Yeah.
We allowed Russia and China to unify. That's a very bad thing.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube page and catch our hottest interviews and most compelling analysis. You will not get it anywhere else.
There you go.
National Guard unit was deployed to Fort McCoy to deal with some of the people in the Marialetto boat lift from Cuba. I know for a fact that Cuba emptied its jails.
Wait a minute, Sarge. Hold on one moment, sir. Just one moment. Brian, you played the rest of that. What was wrong with what Trump said?
I didn't say anything was wrong with what Trump said. But he did say, if you listen carefully,
when he
said,
if you listen carefully, he said, I'm not a conservative.
Everything
he
said
says,
was
I'm not
common
a conservative. You don't even let me
everything
talk.
Everything he said
that
was common
he
sense.
He said, I'm not a conservative. I just want to use my common sense. He doesn't identify being a Republican.
And I responded by saying.
He doesn't identify being a Republican. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, he's not a Republican. Basically, Trump is a Democrat.
Thank you for playing that, Brian. That was wonderful, by the
way. You're welcome.
Thanks.
Now we got to do a quick. We got to do a quick thing.
Go ahead.
You know, I'm glad you guys are here because now we got to do a transition.
But again,
Brian,
listen to me. These people, these dictators, they will dump their trash on us. They did it in the 80s. I was at Fort McCoy handling the Marioletto boat lift when my National Guard military police unit was sent to Fort McCoy to deal with a lot of these people from the Marioletto boat lift. They were criminals, many of them.
Okay.
Not all. The family units were okay. The single adult males were in the main criminals of one degree or other. There were murders and batteries and assaults there.
Right.
The didn't even cover. There were three people killed in the 2 weeks I was there. And they didn't report it in the paper. Venezuela is doing the same thing, pretty much.
Well, this, Sarge, this isn't new. This goes back to Fidel Castro and Kennedy. When Fidel Castro go, you want immigrants, you want our people, and he let out the insane. Remember the criminally insane Cubans that he put them towards our border?
Exactly.
Do you
That's
remember
why
that?
We're supposed to vet everybody.
Right.
So what's the solution, Brian? We understand the strategy. What's the goddamn solution?
I don't know if there is a solution. The solution. See, the thing about it is,
there is a solution.
But here's my thoughts. You cannot promote the beacon. You cannot promote the light on the hill anymore. You cannot promote that give me your hungry, give me your starving, give me your poor. You can't promote that anymore. The Statue of Liberty must be taken.
Because, look, when the Democrats talk about immigration reform, I say bullshit. All we need to do is enforce our current immigration laws.
You cannot
enforce it. That's all we need to
do.
When they talk about immigration
reform,
they're talking about legalizing the people who are here illegally. Bullshit.
Well, okay.
We don't need immigration reform. All we need to do is enforce existing immigration law.
The first thing you need to do, it cannot take 10 years to become a legal citizen. That's way too long. You got a kid who's 10 years old. By the time he becomes legal, he's 21.
That is too long.
Currently, we accept 1 million people per year given our current system. 1 million people are allowed in this country legally per annum.
I'm saying you have to cut that at least to like 3 years. Right? You say, Melissa, 3 years that you do the right thing and you become a citizen.
You can't have somebody who's 19 years old crossing the border to come in by the time they're a citizen, upon your honorable discharge, you get your citizenship, okay? You got a green card, serve in the armed forces, you come out, you immediately get your citizenship.
I agree with that.
We got that one. Now, how about the rest of them?
But a lot of these women and children cannot serve in the armed forces.
Okay, but we don't need all those people. We don't need.
We're
not the world's sanctuary.
This is what America was built on.
We made this country. Notice that.
Half of us were brought over this country against our own will.
That's past tense. We don't need that anymore.
Well, come on, you got to know who Americans are and who we are.
We are not the propaganda, dummy.
Okay.
I mean, not you, dummy. Just that person speaking for you.
Mr. Brian, and beautiful and everything.
Go ahead, Melissa. Wait, let me hear Melissa. I haven't heard her in a long time. Go ahead, Melissa. Go
yeah,
ahead.
You have. I was down here yelling. Stanley, I know you're excited today, but you've got to let people finish.
I didn't talk. I was going to ask a question to both of you, but
you
right.
can't.
But, weren't finished. Brian wasn't finished yet.
And thank you, Melissa, and thank you, Stanley, for being patient. What's wrong with the immigration thing is when you're forcing people, you can't have a boy who's 15 that comes here illegally, but he cannot become a citizen until he's 30 or 25.
Yeah.
And what kind of job?
Hey, but let me say this. No one has a right to come here.
Nobody has a right to come here, but people have the option because we're promoting it. That's like saying there's a sale, there's a TV. Wait, stop it, Mrs. Talusi. That's like saying there's a TV on sale at Walmart for $19.
Yeah, I'm using common sense, Brian, which you're not.
I'm trying to give you common sense, and we keep promoting
the beacon,
the light on the hill.
It's at the discretion and the benefit of the country as to who comes in. It's not to benefit them. That's not what immigration is based on.
Exactly. The purpose of any country's immigration policy is not first and foremost to benefit the immigrants. It's to benefit the people legally in the country.
Trump tried that. Give us your best people, and we're going
to
kick out the worst people. That means the poor and uneducated.
I want to hear what
beautiful that are immigrants.
I want
to
hear what beautiful
has to
say. I didn't hear what you said.
You guys,
could you repeat what you said?
I know somebody that works with people that they're from Honduras, and they're being paid under the table. Okay. And for some reason, I'm not quite sure, they have to leave the country, and then they come back.
Mm-hmm.
And our government gives them money upon returning to help them. But they do this, I think, maybe once to twice a year. But they're working. Why are we wasting that money? I think they got like $2,500 or something, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, why are we doing this?
Right. Right.
Why?
That's a good question. Answer it, Brian.
I wasn't aware of that, that people were given money.
Damn question, Brian.
It's not that they were given money. It's almost, think of it as a welfare kind of thing, and these people have a contract. The chances are these people are here legally. They're working. And we do have a program.
They work under the table. They don't pay taxes. They work under the table.
Well, I don't know if they can go back legally and come back legally if they're not doing something legal here. I know they're probably working under the table. But I'm saying on the surface, they're doing something legal for them to be on. I forgot the program that they're on. Come on, guys. If they can come in here and they can work.
Mr. Lisa just spoke to is another example of corruption because it is illegal to hire someone whose Social Security number does not pass a Social Security verified test. If you hire somebody like that, you're violating the law. Now, but you're not allowed to ask, by the way, legally about immigration status, but you are required to verify the Social Security number. And if it doesn't pass, you're not supposed to hire them.
Well, here in California,
I don't understand that. You're saying no one can ask someone about their immigration.
It's a violation of federal law to ask an applicant for their immigration status. That is federal law.
I don't know where that is. I don't know where
so
that
then
is.
How would we ever identify an illegal?
They have a Social Security number, and that Social Security number has to pass verify. The only people who are legally supposed to have Social Security numbers are people who have green cards or people who are legal citizens. No one else is supposed to have a Social Security number.
Can ICE or whoever it is now?
There's an industry that gives out actual Social Security numbers that are being trafficked by these Social Security cartel criminal organizations.
Right, right, right.
I don't know. Okay, Stanley, you've been quiet.
Okay, pivot, Brian, while you have
on,
a chance.
Stan,
but
do you
to...
have anything to comment on this last conversation?
I had all
kinds
of experience in locking people up in Illinois until all of a sudden they came down with orders to stop doing it. I used to go into Secretary of State's office
again,
in Illinois, and I used to regularly arrest illegal aliens who were getting driver's licenses with fake, not fake, they were real numbers, but they weren't issued to the person attempting to use them. We used to regularly arrest them out of the Secretary of State's office. Then all of a sudden, orders came down to stop doing it.
Right. Pivot now, Brian. You better pivot quickly.
I'm not pivoting. I think
the issue, and I'm listening to everybody and everything. Brian, you made a good point, and beautiful, you made a good point and everything. The issue, I think, it's really the economy, like you said. Are Americans ready to pay, like you said, I don't know, $20 for Apple or $10 for this or $10? We're not. Americans are not ready to pay the expense that it would take to basically pay the price of what there is.
Right.
And if we're not, we do not want to pay the high price of what there is, that's the reason that a lot of illegal are in our country, that we do have the low price. So we cannot say anything. The second point is we need to figure out as a society, are we going to respect the laws that we have in our book on immigration or we're not? We can't have it both ways. That's the issue that Beautiful and Brian is bringing. It's either one part where we're doing it and one part we're not doing it. You're all bringing
it. Wait a minute.
Let me finish very fast. It's either we follow the law, like Mr. Solution, like me, like Sarge believe, or we don't, like I think Brian doesn't believe. I don't know about Beautiful. I think Beautiful, I would have to ask her. Beautiful.
Do you think
that in the immigration we should follow the law, or do you think that we should go not follow the law or go back and forth?
Well, I think we should follow the law, of course. I think Brian made a good point when he said that it shouldn't take that long to become a citizen.
Yeah, okay,
but let me say this.
Go ahead, finish, Stanley, because I want to make a point. But we allow
So Beautiful, Sarge, me, and Mr. Solution think we should follow the law. Brian thinks that it shouldn't take – okay, well, let me ask Beautiful again because I'm not sure. I don't want to think that she thinks. Do you think that that it should take – that we should have, like the way that Ronald Reagan said, basically amnesty, that basically – if you've been here for 10 years or 7 years or 8 years, should have citizens. You should be an American citizen.
No, I think that, like, sorry, but there's a lot of components involved, and I believe that people do need to be vetted. Absolutely.
Right.
We need to know what is coming here.
You guys are setting this up as an either or situation. I strongly disagree with Brian. And Stanley, I disagree with you. I don't think the $20 an apple or avocado or whatever should be the case. There are enough Americans that would do those jobs, maybe at a little bit of an elevated cost. People who are pre-college, people who are high school age. There are plenty of people in America to pick those produce
because we did it
before the immigrants came in.
You're so naive. I'm going to answer that. You look at every corner.
I'm sorry, I'm going to give it to Brian, Kev. I agree with him. You're very naive.
Stop.
There's not a lot of Americans that are going to accept to pick up those. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I'm in the Brian's camp. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I agree with Brian. Sorry. Nope.
But you're wrong about that. I worked as a young person. Maybe we don't have a worker ethic, and if we don't work, maybe we don't deserve to eat. But there are plenty of Americans to do those jobs. That's bullshit.
I did them.
I agree that
I did them, Brian, and I was happy to get the work. And it wasn't a lot of money.
Right, and we're not talking about doing it as a profession. Those are called transitory jobs. Those are not lifelong careers.
Not even applying.
The same thing working at a Burger King or a McDonald's, okay? Those are transitory jobs. I worked those jobs while I was in college and prior to college. Sure I did.
We got a shortage of nurses right now. That if you ever go to a waiting
room.
What you're saying now is transitioning. That's a non sequitur. A nurse is a highly skilled, qualified person.
A
produce worker is
not. We're not in inflation right now. The economy is hiring, but the people are not going for the jobs. Everywhere you look on a corner, you're going to see a help wanted sign, but people are not applying for these jobs.
Yeah.
You're mixing apples and oranges, to use a cliche.
I am not mixing. What I'm trying to say is if they're not applying for these good jobs.
What we've done is condition ourselves to a dysfunctional way of behaving.
Let's buy an avocado for $15. Because
and it doesn't make us any more functional by bringing people in to do our work.
You cannot bring in an American. Okay, really?
Listen, Brian, what you don't understand is what occurs on the back end.
You familiar with union? Do you think the union?
Hold on. We have to pay for that. We have to pay for that in Medicare. We have to pay for that in welfare. Not just cheap labor.
Less than $20 an hour. The union reps are not
going
to do that.
You're still paying it, Brian. We're just paying it under through a different channel.
This is a solution. You know better about that.
You listen a minute, okay, because you don't study the facts or you're bullshitting. When they do a net evaluation, those poor people who come into the country and act as day laborers or whatever, they never support their own weight. They can't. They're uneducated. They couldn't get ahead in their own damn country. That's why they came here. So they have to depend on social services. And those social services, I'm not as dumb as
you,
make be assured.
Those
social services cost more than that $20 an hour that you say that fruit would falsely cost.
Whether it does or not, I'm saying Americans are not going to go in the sun at 170 degrees and pick an avocado for $3.50 an hour.
Many
that
have.
Part of the problem, then. Not going to do it.
Many have. Princess ass didn't. But many Americans have and would.
We
have to give them the opportunity.
The union will not allow it. Are you listening to me? When you utilize, when you have the labor union to go in there and you got some guy picking an avocado, he's not working at $3.50 an hour, dude. That man is going to be making 15.
But what you're not understanding, Brian, pull the scales off your damn eyes. They're not doing it for $3.50 either, because they make up for it in social services. Do you know a lot of trauma hospitals across the country have gone out of business as a result of having to receive those people?
It's not legal to come in the country and say,
our economy is not legal.
Sarge,
we've been doing the wink, wink, nod, nod thing to push the immigrants through for decades.
It's illegal juxtaposed
right now.
Illegal. The illegals do not work for low wages. They make it up in social services.
I had something else. There's 36 minutes left. I don't know if I can do it. But we're not going to agree upon this.
Agreeing. You just refuse to understand the reality.
I refuse to understand the reality?
They get social services to make up for that low wage.
What? Yeah, I want to know, when is agreement required?
My head is exploding. Stop it.
Okay,
we're
not going to agree. Okay,
stamps,
fine.
I mean,
but
you
should do.
We
should
free medical, they are able to pop out a bunch of these carbon copies
the
of themselves.
So everybody can decide which opinion makes most sense.
But, Sarge, you know, listen, you guys are stuck on what's legal and what's illegal. Our country legal immigrants slide to do low-wage workers. We know because we need the economy to get that low, not get into inflation. We do these little programs like, we'll call it work relief services, that will let you come in and we'll let you work, but you got to go back to Mexico. Okay, we'll let you – we do this wink, wink, nod, nod thing. And you know
that
we
would be
do.
Better. That would be more organized, where they would come here legally, seasonally, to pick the fruit.
That senator has three maids in that house that are illegal. We're doing
right. That's right.
Figure
that's
out
wrong.
A way to reinstall the Braceros program, which was orderly.
Right. And what was that, just briefly,
and,
Sarge,
and then,
so everybody
and then we
will
get
know?
Pregnant, and then we get them pregnant so their kids can stay here. Then they'll call for their mother and father. Come on.
That, now,
the
see, Trump
all
was
over.
Addressing that. The 14th Amendment did not approve of that. That's a bull. That could be challenged and should be challenged. That was for the children of
God.
Slaves, the offspring
I'm
of slaves.
I'm going to choke you. I'm
going to
get
by
the way, Ryan, I'm going
to come here illegally and drop a child.
Ryan.
That child becomes...
Birthright citizenship did not come about as a result of a Supreme Court decision. It came about as a result of a footnote in the Plyer case. Literally.
And our gutless ability to really uphold the law.
And that,
that should be challenged because that is not what the law requires. Yeah, that birthright citizenship. I give you a typical example. Say, for example, a diplomat has a child here. That child is not an automatic citizen of the United States.
Melissa?
Even though it was born in the United States.
Stanley, anybody here?
I'm here.
You didn't hear me, Brian. You'll be ignorant of this fact.
Yeah,
both
Brian,
right,
okay.
I'm here, Brian.
Birthright citizenship is a farce.
All right, I'm testing my
and
microphone.
Trump was the
and
one
can
to
anybody
expose
hear
that.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, I
mean,
hear
Brian,
you.
We hear
yeah,
you, Brian. You know,
yeah,
you're
we hear you.
Yeah,
yeah
we
hear you.
Something intelligent, Earthling.
All right, well, anyway, here's the thing about birthright citizenship. Birthright citizenship did not extend to American Indians living on the reservation subject to tribal jurisdiction until after 1924. Imagine that. American Indians who were subject to tribal jurisdiction were not even U.S. citizens until 1924.
Because the tribes had
that
sovereignty.
Thinking? I mean, this stuff about birthright citizenship, they literally made it up out of a footnote in a decision on another decision. A footnote. And we get birthright citizenship.
And the Constitution never supported that and doesn't.
Never. And we got
another
decision. And we got another decision, the Wong Kim Ark decision in 1898. And the Supreme Court said that Wong Kim Ark was a decision by virtue of the citizen by virtue of the 14th Amendment, because his parents, who were Chinese nationals, were in the country legally. And
legally, right.
Wong Kim Ark qualified as a citizen under the 14th Amendment.
Right, and because they twisted that, they attempted
is anybody
to twist
else
that,
having problems
to say that
people?
Someone who comes here illegally, their children are automatically citizens, and that's not
Brian,
true.
Brian, we're here. You're not booted. We hear you.
Yeah, we hear you.
Brian.
He's not
Brian,
Brian,
can you hear
is, he can't hear us, apparently, so we're going to have to try to keep going until he comes back on. But the thing of it is that this thing with citizenship needs to be completely revisited.
And that's
we
the Democrats pushing
the
that,
demagoguery.
By the way.
We need to remove the intimidating, the bullying when you try to bring up legal facts, constitutional facts
but,
about the harm this is doing the country and everything else. We got to end it, and we
got to address this forthrightly. Right now,
that's why you have. That's why you have
birth tourism.
You're
not even allowed to discuss it openly and honestly in many quarters.
Right. You have Chinese women here. It's called birth tourism. They come here, drop a kid. Now they pay money to do it. They drop a kid, and then that kid has U.S. citizenship under this false misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment, and then now this child can get benefits off the taxpayers. That's why they do that, because there are benefits to being a U.S. citizen.
Kamala Harris is a 14th Amendment birthright citizen. Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States, she ain't even a natural-born citizen. She is a birthright anchor baby 14th Amendment citizen. Kamala Harris!
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead, Stanley.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Go for it.
Beautiful, because I didn't know and everything. I didn't hear beautiful for a long time. Beautiful. Did you see the Joe Biden famous speech that he did with the when he was like with two Marine and everything, the background and everything? You saw that speech?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
what did you think about it?
Phantom of the Opera speech. That's what I call it.
Yeah, the opera speech, I guess. What did you think about it?
I'll be honest, and I've said it to Brian too. I don't care for Joe Biden and anything that's gone on. I don't. I think I don't know. He seems like a CGI puppet. There's something really weird about him.
I have to use my cell phone.
That's how I feel.
I have to use my cell phone to get in here.
Did you get my text, Brian?
I got it, sweetheart. Thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah, what happens to you? You're blacking out from time to time, man. What's up?
They keep booting me out. And then when I talk to you guys, when I sign on again, I'm hearing breaking, you know, things are breaking up. You know, I hear an area of the word. So I had to call in with my cell phone. So I'm in there now with my cell
phone. Okay.
So,
all right. Well, good to have you back.
It's because Brian didn't.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, they don't want you to tell the truth, Brian. That's why they're rocking you. They're saying, oh, my God, the Brian show. Cut him off.
You know what? I kind of believe that, Sammy. I kind of do. I had problems with them before to get me off the air. I kind of do believe that.
Brian, but look, we want to emphasize this so you understand it. The Supreme Court in 1898 made a decision called Wong Kim Ark versus the United States. And the main holding of the Supreme Court in that case was that Wong Kim Ark, the son of Chinese nationals, legally resident in the state of California, Wong Kim Ark was a 14th Amendment citizen because his parents, even though they weren't citizens, were in the country legally. That's why he was a citizen. 14th Amendment, though, not a natural born citizen. Kamala Harris is identical to Wong Kim Ark. She's an anchor baby 14th Amendment citizen, too. Her citizens were here. Her parents were in the United States legally on a student visa. They weren't even on a resident visa.
Okay. But see, we can't
argue. She shouldn't even be vice president.
But she is.
Yeah, well, you know, people don't want to examine the Constitution, and we're beginning to lose the meaning of the Constitution, and it's a damn shame.
It could be. Things don't stay the same, Sarge. Things do change. Yeah. They change with people. They change with ideas.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Beautiful just shocked me. I guess people change. She shocked me by her answer, what she said.
The Constitution ain't supposed to change unless you amend it.
There's
a difference with the Constitution.
Yeah, but you can go on when Trump was trying to stop the certification of the new president because he thought it was a fraud of the election.
All right, we're going to have to deal with that, Brian, because you put more bullshit in the game. Now, I'm prepared to deal with what you just said.
I'm saying you're right. We usually amend the Constitution for change. You're usually right. But you don't trust.
Right.
You can't sit back.
Donald Trump talking about like alternate slate of electors as though that is unconstitutional and illegal, and it is not. It was done during the Tilden-Hayes Compromise of 1876. There was an alternate slate of electors selected for the state of Hawaii in the Nixon-Kennedy election in 1960. It is not unconstitutional. It's not illegal even to advocate for it.
I'm not going to go into that, but I'm just
You don't want to go into it with me because I have researched it thoroughly.
Well, you probably did. I haven't, so I can't argue on facts when I haven't researched it, but I will research it. And
well, you had to take a slight at Trump, and I get that. You can't resist an opportunity to take a jab at Trump, Trump did or any of his supporters in advocating challenging the election is either illegal or even unusual. The insurrection, so-called, was simply a riot that had nothing to do with Trump's claims or advocacies.
Then the committee will find him innocent. That is, you're right.
Oh, no, they
the
won't.
Committee,
no matter what he does, they're determined to find him guilty. They're bullshit.
We'll see. We'll see.
How the hell are you going to find somebody innocent when
Brian,
you don't
Brian,
even
I'm
allow
sorry.
Cross-examination?
I have to agree with
how
Sarge.
How is that possible, Brian?
They will just, you know, the people coming after Trump are not Democrats. They are Republicans who work in his administration.
You keep acting as though that's supposed to impress me. I'm saying again, look at
the
mechanism in
the
January 6th committee. There is no
cross-examination. The people who are writing the books are Republicans about how bad this guy is, not the Democrats.
You know, it's amazing to me. You think that's supposed to impress me. What do they say?
I'm not saying it's impressing you. I'm just saying these are facts.
I examine what they say. I don't look at their political credentials. What do they say?
Well, any number of them, Google, Amazon, and a book on Trump, and you see what they say. I actually got the first book by Woodward and whatever. And we never did finish it, did we, Melissa? It was very fascinating how they placed Trump in it. It was fascinating Breitbart boy, and this was strategically done with Trump. They thought he was an idiot and a puppet, but they groomed him.
Oh God!
I should play
that right.
What's that
supposed to do for me? Their opinions.
Well, what I'm trying to say is Trump. I don't believe Trump ran.
I can prove Biden is a moron and constitutionally
senile. He may be. But
you pay attention to my opinion? Not much. Anybody else? Like Trump.
What?
Trump is a threat to this. Look, Mitch McConnell, that son of a bitch, he would rather reign in hell than serve in heaven. He's more concerned about keeping his Senate majority position. He's a Republican.
That was a good one.
He is unimpressive.
That.
He is unimpressive otherwise. He's more concerned with making sure that Trump is not the predominant party in the Republican Party rather than advancing what is the Republican Party platform attested to in the convention.
I have a question for everybody. Now give me your honest opinion. Is Lindsey Graham a flaming homosexual?
I don't know, and I'm not particularly concerned overly much. He's got suspicions.
Yes.
I mean, he's not married. He's got no children that I know of. I mean, you know, something about it is off. But my concern is what his political pronouncements are and how the bizarre things he does from time to time, like this thing announcing a federal abortion law when the Supreme Court just got through saying the federal government has no say-so in abortion law. It is a matter for the states. And what does this dummy do?
Yeah.
He introduces a federal law Supreme Court just said is unconstitutional. This is crazy.
Well, again, I was going to go to a dating thing because we all know about this. I don't know if we even have time, but I am going to give a little time to Stanley and Melissa because Stanley was trying to reach Melissa. Every time they have a conversation, we butt in. Stanley, are you still there? So you got a couple of minutes.
Yes, I'm here. 2 seconds.
Okay. Go ahead and ask her because I know it's Friday. It's the weekend. You won't be able to talk to her for 3 or 4 days. If you have some issues, go ahead and talk to Melissa right now. Your time.
No, she said something that I was surprised and everything. I don't know if I'm interpreting the thing very. You seem like you're tired of the politics that's happening with Democrats and Republicans. Am I searching for? Or... Yes, no?
No, I've always had certain viewpoints that haven't changed. If you've listened to me, to be honest with you, Stanley, and you were right, and you were amazingly right, I do not like Donald Trump personally. I don't like him as a person. So I think that maybe that plays into it, because you said to me once, you just don't like him. And I said, you're right, Stanley. You're right. I don't. But I don't care for what Joe Biden has done either. I don't care for it.
And that's what I'm shocked.
Really? Do you know how, you know, Stanley, yes. My biggest fear right now, and I shouldn't even have it as a fear, is heating my house this winter. Do you know how much fuel oil is going to be? It is now. And the colder it gets, the more they're going to raise the prices. I'm like, are you kidding me?
And it's being done deliberately by policy by the Biden administration. Deliberately.
Because
really he reversed
scary.
The Trump policy.
How much percentage more do you have to pay? 20% more? 30% more? 40%,
50%? I can tell you exactly how much fuel is right now. Okay, this is I use heating oil, which is common for this part of the country, that we use oil a lot, not gas. Some people use gas, but hold on. But we don't. Okay, so 03904. Okay, I shouldn't have said that, but anyway, I did. Okay. Per gallon, it's $4.27 as of right now.
I got another shocker for you, Melissa. Right now, mm-hmm. most people pay less than a penny per kilowatt hour of electricity. There are projections that given what's going on now, the cost of electricity mm-hmm. could rise to as much as, are you ready for it? Now, remember, most people pay somewhere in the neighborhood of a penny or less per kilowatt hour. That's 1,000 watts of electricity per hour. That's what most people are paying.
Yes.
They are estimating that the price could go up as much as 15 cents per kilowatt hour. That means your price, whatever you're paying now, will go up 150%. Whatever you're paying for electricity.
Do you want to know what my electric bill was for August? This is a new bill. Now, granted, there are five of us that live here, and I have electric hot water, and we ran one small air conditioner. $308.67 from August.
Excuse me. I meant to say 1,500% is what your electric bill will go up if that comes to pass. You're going to be paying 1,500 times more if it goes to 15 cents per kilowatt hour.
Well, let's hope not.
The question I want to ask, beautiful, how much did you pay before the electricity, before the inflation and everything?
Well,
how much was your bill?
I'm going to say that oil last year, I can't exactly remember, but I know it's jumped amazingly. So we're probably going to look at $6 to $7 a gallon.
What about
food? And there's
no
reason it should cost that much, Lisa. It is Joe Biden's energy policies that are deliberate, that are contriving this price. It wasn't like this under Trump, who you may dislike personally. I understand why you dislike him personally. But you could not dislike his energy policy. It was resulting in cheaper energy. Biden's policies are resulting deliberately in infinitely higher prices.
Yeah.
First of all, beautiful, it takes a lot of courage to say what you just said, that you reflected what I said and everything, that you personally don't love Donald Trump, because a lot of Democrats or a lot of people voting to the left would never say that, so you have my utmost respect because you said it. Let me just finish really beautiful. It's not the forte of everything, Trump. Some people don't like him. I respect you even more because you have at least the honesty and the integrity to say, you know what, I don't like him personally, Brian, beautiful, Stanley, and there's some stuff I don't like, the way he talked, the way he said things. Okay, fine. I'll give it to you and everything. Second of all, I feel bad for you or for every American that has to pay higher prices from grocery, electricity, everything. It shouldn't be that way. I freaked out when I went to my grocery. My grocery used to cost, it was about $175 to $180. Now my grocery is about $300.
That's terrible.
It's not, for a lot of people, it's not maybe that, but $120 more is $120 more than
that's
I didn't expect to have. So I am not happy at all with this. Let's not even talk about gas. That's why I'm not even using the car. I've been not using car for a while. That's why I'm using electric scooter, electric this, electric that, and everything. I've been not using the bike. Last time I used the car was maybe 2 months ago. So I'm not using the car because else I would basically yell at everybody and do a crisis. So I don't even want to go there. So I hope that we go back to normal, that we could talk. And beautiful, get one thing straight. I have the utmost respect on you no matter what the difference.
I know you do,
Sam. The thing is,
for a long time.
The thing is, I expected a lot of women to have the same knowledge, same intelligence that you do. And I'm very disappointed, especially with the gender thing. That really, I'm very disappointed. And Brian talked about that 2 years ago. I remember Brian said, Stanley, this gender thing is going to be a factor. And I laughed at him. Oh, it's never going to happen, Stanley. Brian, I got to give you respect. You were right. 2 years later, you're completely right. This gender thing, you were completely right. I got to give you respect. I never thought that you were going to be right about that issue. And I'm very mad that we opened that door, that boys are not boys and girls are not girls, and we have this. I am very mad that we opened this. I am very mad that we let kids decide at 9 years old, 8 years old to become girls or boys and all that shit.
That's not right.
I don't understand this.
To mutilate themselves or allow themselves to be mutilated with the cooperation of school authorities.
Yeah.
Keeping the parents in the dark about it. You cannot imagine
that's why,
a worse scenario than that.
Yeah, that's why I'm so disappointed, because there's a lot of women who are as intelligent and as gifted as you, beautiful, and I expected women to be the first one to jump and say, hell no, we're not going to accept that.
No.
And I'm very disappointed that women didn't jump on there and say, hell no. And Brian, like I told you, I told you why you have a great show, because 2 years ago you told me this gender thing is going to be a factor, and you were completely right. I got to give you that.
I appreciate it.
By the way,
kiddo,
the situation is getting worse in many quarters. It's not getting better.
Yeah.
These people
but Mr. Solution, Brian knew it 2 years ago he told me this. 2 years ago he told me this. This is
very
baby
well financed.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it, Brian. I didn't see that. He told me that 2 years ago. He told me that there was going to be an issue. I didn't see it at all. I like that.
The amount of money that's behind them is increasing all the time. Do you see what they're doing at Vanderbilt Medical University?
Yeah.
They took the website down now, so you can't see it anymore.
Hey, Brian, I have a personal question for you when you say so.
Yes?
Yeah, I would just like to know, even though I consider you an abject heathen,
okay,
how did your medical situation turn out?
I'm fine.
How are you doing?
Well, thank you for asking. I'm fine.
Oh, absolutely. I care about you. I love to beat up on you like a punching bag.
Your redheaded stepchild. Of course.
You know I have your back, Brian. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I know you
did. It's good to hear you came out of it okay on the other side, because we want to, like I said, it's good to keep you around and smack you upside the head every now and then.
Thank you, Sarge. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I told you, Brian, this is a good group.
Maybe it jars some of those neurons.
I mean, I and all of us, I am sure, genuinely like you. You have a genuinely amiable personality. You're a genuinely nice guy. I mean it. I mean, I really enjoy your company on the radio here, even though we don't agree, because you can agree without being disagreeable, and that's great.
Sure.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Brian is the least savage. Brian is the least savage of many people I've spoken to. At least one can have a conversation with him, and many people you can't. And my position is to try and help people as much as I can. I don't really need that much help, although I do, and I do get it. But I don't really need the kind of help that a lot of people need, okay, like overt, objective help. Normally don't need that because I already have it. But, you know, speaking to Brian, even though he plays the hard head, the egghead, the knucklehead, excuse me, I think he does understand in the recesses, and he just tries to make it an interesting show by deflecting and his BS. And he does a good job at that. You weave and bob and bullshit.
At the point in my head.
But the points do get out. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, you guys. I feel the same about each one of you guys, so you know that.
You know I'm telling the truth.
No,
Brian.
We're all telling you the truth. You do have a great show. I just wish that more people would be able, liberal, Democrat, conservative, and everything, to talk to each other like we're doing right now, because the society that we're having is like both people are not talking to each other. Both people are putting themselves down. Both people are saying that this is racist, this guy is the enemy. I am very disappointed that the President of the United States didn't have a standard. He could have basically put us even more together and say, you know what, I don't agree with conservative or Republican, but we're all Americans. And we all deserve to listen to each other and everything. But putting
down
people and saying you're
Stanley.
The enemy. Go ahead.
That's the bottom line, Stanley.
In defense of him, not really defense, he's not in full possession of his faculties.
He's the President of the United States. Mr. Solution, and Sarge could have done a better
sitting
speech
at a
than
window
him.
With
and
a
we're not even
on
president.
Lap, watching what
he's
goes
the president.
On outside.
Yeah, he's the president, Sarge. He's the president. He's supposed to know how to speak.
About presidents. Stanley, you know, Richard
they
Nixon
elected a man who's incapable of really discharging the office.
Nixon used to get drunk all the time. He was drunk, and so did Bush until he took his sobriety. But Nixon used to get drunk and talk to the paintings on the wall of the president and start cursing at him.
Yeah, but
that's
Nixon
a different
had
situation,
a very
though. That's
command
a temporarily
of the English
induced,
language. Whether he was drunk or sober, he had an excellent command of the English language.
Right. Enough said. But, Brian, get back to your situation. I mean, you took this PTA test.
Yes.
How did it come out? What's the result?
Well, we're still looking at it, but I think it's going to be okay.
Hey, and if you clear the hurdle, make sure you take plenty of zinc. Zinc is one of the most desirous minerals for the genital, for the testes particularly, and the female reproductive system, both for the male and female reproductive system.
Right.
So zinc
Thank you, Mr. Fisher. Well, I will stay around for a long ass time, you guys. Years. Yes, sir.
And Brian, what's happening with your movie thing? When are you going to get that movie? When are we going to see that movie?
Oh,
that
it's
you're
so hard, Stanley.
Okay.
Right now,
what's happening with that?
We're in a process right now of getting backing and talking to people, and it's a long process, my friend. I mean, it's funny when we used to do trailers when I was actually involved in movies. Our trailers
were title?
Well, we don't have a working title right now. We don't even have a working title right now. We have an idea, and right now we're breaking out.
Are you starring in it?
No. I'm too old to act anymore.
Why don't you tell everybody that you just got back from vacation?
Huh, kiddo?
Why don't you tell everybody you just got back from vacation?
I just got back from Virginia.
How'd you like Glenn Youngkin and Winsome Sears?
What did you do in Virginia? How's Virginia? Did you like it? What did you do over there?
I loved it. It is just magnificent country. If you never went to Virginia, you got to go. It's magnificent. This lady had dogs, and I walked the dogs, and I would see a deer just crossing the street in the morning. You know, just beautiful country. Just beautiful country.
Right.
Had a great time.
And those deer are pests, by the way, to most of those residents. They destroy their gardens and their lawns.
I did hear that was very disturbing when I was on a balcony eating my pancakes and drinking my coffee. I always heard gunshots like they were hunting. So somebody's shooting in the woods. I mean, you're surrounded by woods. You're right in the heart of woods. You know what I mean?
Right.
You have to walk a little area to get to the road, but you're in woods. And at nighttime, it is very daunting with the crickets and wildlife going on in the middle of the night and things you never heard start talking to you in the middle of the night.
Things that go bump in the night, huh?
Yeah.
That sounds like where I live, man. I'd love to go there then because I like it where I live. It's like that, and I got deer and foxes running around my driveway.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Is there a street light? Are there street lights, Brian?
No. No. None.
No?
It gets dark. It is dark.
Put up street lights in the area where I live. They just put them up a couple months ago.
Did they really, Sarge?
It was dark.
Wow.
Tonight. It was like right back to war, man.
You can have
my
own street light installed if there's not one there, Brian.
Sure, but, you know, I was visiting, but I was not used to that kind of country. You know, I've been to Maine. I've been all over, but I was not used to being planted in the woods. The house was a beautiful three-story house, just gorgeous. Pool, everything. Upstairs balcony, you can look over, and you see woods, and you're hearing shit, and these big-ass flies, man, and these moths are bigger. It's like Jurassic Park insects. What the fuck is going on with them? They're insects on steroids. But I'm not used
to
that.
You need to get in touch with nature, man. I mean, more people need to get in touch with nature. You need to know how to be able to butcher an animal. You need to know how to do basic woodcraft. You need to know how to do all these things. And I hope you learn how to do them, Brian.
No.
Well, yeah, and one can learn that. You're right, Sarge, but one can learn that on YouTube, by the way. YouTube is a fantastic. I learned so much off of YouTube. I mean, from how to repair my bike. I have disc brakes on one of my bikes. And believe it or not, one of the shops that I went to, see, I like everything that I use to be tight, right? I don't like a lot of slack. And this shop technician didn't know how to give me the tightness in my disc brakes that I have. I have manual disc brakes, by the way, not hydraulic. And but so much can be learned on YouTube.
Sure. Okay, I just want to say something. I do want to recommend, it's Friday. On the plane, I got involved with this series, and I think it's great. I'm a big fan of Sam Elliott. You guys know who Sam Elliott is?
No, he's a great actor, man. He's great in 1883. His last
yes,
outing.
That's the movie. That's the series, 1883. Sarge, I'm addicted to it.
Oh, isn't it wonderful? That was a beautiful piece, man. Loved it.
Oh,
Western?
My God. I am so addicted to it. It's on Netflix. I think it's on Netflix. Sarge, where is it on? Is it on Netflix?
Is it a Western?
It is on Paramount TV. That's where I watched it. Paramount.
Oh, did you really? I watched it on a plane.
Okay, question,
Netflix,
gentlemen.
Is it of the genre Western?
It is
Western.
Oh, yeah, it's Western, but it's a prequel to Yellowstone, you know, the current contemporary series. It's
excellent.
It has excellent performances. The characterizations and the dialogue is first damn great.
Just excellently done. It was on an airplane. I think you just Google it. Find out where 1883.
1883. It's about the westward expansion.
Right.
You know, it really goes into great detail as to how utterly brutal it was and what you have when you live in a lawless environment.
Oh, I'll watch that for sure.
And also,
I get a sense of that sometimes talking to you.
When you realize how tough those people had to be.
They had to be tough. And what I was going to say about the East Coast, the only problem I have with the East Coast is the harsh winters. The winters are
really
brutal.
Quickly. Well, I'm still on the air. You can watch it. If you have Prime Video, you can be able to watch it, too. It is just amazing. Paramount has it, too. Paramount, free. I think you have it, right, Sarge? Is it free on Paramount?
Well, that's where I saw it. I'm not aware of every place that it's available, but I saw it on Paramount TV.
It's brilliant.
Wait, what do you mean?
Love it, Mr.
Paramount what? Is it Paramount.com or
Paramount.org?
Paramount
streaming services. They have streaming services now.
Paramount? Well, you know, there's a way you could all see it for free, people. But I don't know if I could say that, Brian. You know what? If you have a laptop and everything, you just have to go.
Yes,
if you have a laptop or a connection to the internet, you just have to do a research. Go there's fmovies.net.
Stanley.
A couple of websites
does one have to sign up?
Nope.
Not what Stanley's talking about.
You can see.
No, not what Stanley's talking about. It's kind of a gray market, shall we say.
Not illegal. Yes.
Streaming.
Doesn't have
free
a virus.
Streaming. Nope. I'm talking about the illegal shit that I should have done, but hey, you know. Yeah, you can get some free streaming. All
so the Paramount shot of work, I'm trying to get the location.
Yeah, CBS.
So just ask
Paramount
for streaming.
Paramount
just
is CBS's streaming service.
You're gonna have to look up on your provider to see where you could get it in your area, because it's different for every broadcast or
find it. I'm
streaming area.
I'll find it. But thank you guys for recommending.
But
you know, one of the things,
streaming.
Western and
just
Nature,
type in
which
Paramount
is
streaming services, and you'll find the one that's appropriate for you where you live.
It is just it is about the raw West.
Mr. Brian, I send you on your phone the website, the site that you can send to tell to people to go if they want to see every show, every movie for free.
Want me to say that on the air, Sammy? I get in trouble.
Yeah. Send it to them.
Man, were they not tough as hell? And did they not have hopes despite all the things that were arrayed against them and the people around them are dying right and left? They still said, we can make it and we can aspire to better things. They were tough and they were living in the most brutal of times and they weren't whining and bitching all the time.
isn't that the trailer about the husband gets killed in the beginning of the show?
I don't know.
You're talking about Billy the Kid. That was Billy the Kid.
Well, you know, there was
Billy
a movie.
The Kid.
I don't know if it's still on, but it's called Alaska, The Last Frontier.
Right. The Alaska, The Last Frontier. That's also supposed to be a
good
one.
Now, that was real people choosing to live in extreme situations. I could not see myself living in a situation like that because it's super taxing. Now, they did have farm equipment and stuff like that. To be super hardy, as you guys are speaking of now, but this is real. What was really going on, because it was supposed to be a documentary. But, you know, I would estimate that, now there are like three generations, but I would imagine the fourth generation, if I'm at all accurate, is going to give that up. It's just too harsh of a lifestyle. I mean, they have to work against nature. They have to have everything in place because at a certain juncture, they can't even go out of doors except to, they can't go out of doors.
Yeah, you're looking at the way human beings live for much of recorded, much of history. This is how people
we're living in the greatest time in human history.
They literally lived by seasons. They had to have everything
ready
for the winter
greatest
game.
Time
because when
right
the winter
now,
came, they had to batten down the hatches and survive on what they've been able to get together when the weather was good.
Well, sorry, let me just say, there's never been a time in human history, especially in first world countries, to where we have lived at the level that we're living today. I mean, it is just fantastic. And if you don't believe me, just go into a modern-day supermarket or Home Depot or even a Walmart. There's never been anything like that throughout human history. Never.
Never. I cannot fathom how people complain so bitterly about not having air conditioning. I mean, they talk about it like it's the utter deprivation of human rights. I mean, look, I like air conditioning, but when it doesn't work or it's not available, I manage to get by without it. But to hear people talk about it today, you think they were living in the Stone Age because they ain't got air conditioning.
Well, we're a little bit soft. We are just a little bit soft.
Yes,
and let me
are.
Say, I would rather live as a middle-class person today, middle to upper middle, than to have lived as a king 200 years ago. I mean, kings didn't have refrigeration and air conditioning and Nike shoes and things of that sort. And Mercedes-Benz
and
Maybach.
Cheap transportation that could get you where you were going at hundreds of miles an hour or dozens of miles an hour.
That's right. They didn't even have
air conditioning? Did many of you grow up with air conditioning?
Oh, yeah. I don't like it, though. Let me just say, I use air conditioning at a minimum, both in my vehicle and
I actually prefer to get acclimated by not using air conditioning so much.
I use it not to save energy. This is not to save energy, but I use mine at the highest level before it's uncomfortable, that is the heat, because the air conditioning dries you out, believe it or not.
Well, my friends.
Air conditioning moves humidity. That's why, because air conditioning takes the humidity out of the air.
That's but for women, man, women need air conditioning.
Humidity.
Right, Melissa, you said that you didn't have it?
Not until I was 35 years old.
Wow.
In this part of the country, people think that, or that what my family was like, that it was just you didn't have it. You didn't have it.
Yeah.
And a house was kept at 65 degrees in the winter. Let me tell you.
65?
Like I said, I really prefer to get acclimated to hot weather so I can go without the AC if I don't have it. I mean, I think that's better than being reliant upon air conditioning.
Hey, before you guys go, let me just ask you. Now, all I hear is doom and gloom. Doom and gloom in the stock market. Doom and gloom as far as the food chain, the supply chain. Just doom and gloom, doom and gloom. Now, I personally have not experienced that, personally. But from what I understand, food banks are low throughout the U.S. I mean, they say people are going through horrific times due to inflation, price increase, which is really government-induced, by the way, Brian. I just want to say this to you. Inflation, technically, is government-produced. The government produces inflation by dumping a lot of money on the market, which reduces the value of the existing money.
Yes, I agree.
The purchasing power. So
my
question to you guys is, have you guys seen any of the devastation that has been forecast?
As far as, rising prices, gas prices, and prices in the store. Go shopping. And you can see the inflation of the meat. I'll try to pick up a couple of meats or even bacon or bread. I see it.
Actually, pork products dropped. That was one of the only things that dropped. Pork products dropped.
Has it really?
I live in Georgia has not been affected as badly as other places in the United States because even though I don't like Brian Kemp, actions during the election, I've got to admit, fiscally speaking, and as far as economics and business, he is doing an excellent job of running Georgia. So all of the things that are happening elsewhere are affecting us as least as possible in the area where I live. So I haven't really seen it here, but I'm certainly aware of what you're talking about elsewhere.
Sure.
Did you mean like personally affected, devastating?
Or people that are around you that have, they're talking about people losing their homes. Like a lot of homes are in foreclosure right now, even in places, very wealthy places. Let me say this.
A lot of them are in foreclosure, and they have the list. And foreclosure are people who are 3 months behind, I understand.
Yeah.
3 months or more behind on one's mortgage.
I'll tell you this, Mr. Solution, and maybe this will give you an idea about the economy. I have seen more and more people in their 50s and over start driving for Uber to make ends meet.
And you know, Frontline, I don't know if you guys listen to it or if you consider it biased. I think it's kind of biased, but there are some points, you know, you have to pick the, how they say, pick out the meat. And throw the bones away or whatever. But they're talking about people's pensions, Brian, sort of consistent or relative to what you're saying, is that people who were promised a retirement, they say the only retirement that people are going to have is to work all their lives. They say that a lot of the states and, of course, companies, for example, GM and American Airlines, they have gone through bankruptcy and actually cut the promised retirement stipend that they had that their retirees were supposed to be in receipt of. They've cut their retirement. One lady's retirement was cut by one guy's retirement was cut by a third. He was receiving three, and now he's only receiving two, and he had to go back to work driving a truck. He was an American Airlines a maintenance person on the aircraft. American Airlines
aircraft
maintenance.
There are people who are selling their insurance policies. There are people who are
selling that's been cut, too. Their medical, all of that was – go ahead.
But I'm just saying, we're going to get through this as we get through anything else.
They are telling us
COVID
you
is going to be with us.
Nothing and you will be happy. They are
COVID is supposed to it's going to be with us forever. COVID is never going away, according to
the World Economic Forum are telling us we shouldn't need to own anything. You will
and they say 400 people
you
a
will
day
be
are
happy.
Dying of They say 400 people a day. Now, that may not be directly related to COVID, but it's COVID-related. 400 people a day in America. I don't know if you guys believe that, but, you know.
I don't know what the number is.
There are
plans
afoot, and they are in the early stages. They don't want you to own anything. You will be a nation of renters. Or you will have it allocated to you as your needs require.
Could.
You won't own a damn thing. That's their ultimate dream.
Could be. Could.
Whose ultimate dream?
But we won't let that happen.
These people in the World Economic Forum are trying to institute the Great Reset. You ought to read about it. It's beyond belief.
I know. I heard
They've
about the Great Reset.
They've taken down a lot of the stuff that you see on their website.
Well, let me just say this, Sarge. That has always been the attitude of the elite. That's what the whole thing about the monarchy was about, having peasants and serfs and people who were only owned. So when I talked to you and you agreed about the United States being a unique experiment in human history to where you had private ownership of property being fundamental and foundational. So I'm not surprised that people want to return to that way of domination.
That is
because
exactly
this
what
way.
They are seeking. That is why they
are
so relentless.
If you are wealthy, you conquered the world. What is left?
About, that is why they are so relentless to attack free market capitalism. It is anathema to their plans. They have got to
understand.
And let me
say this. The people who want to get us off, let me just understand this, because they're not stupid. The people who want to get us off fossil fuels and onto these little battery-operated cars, they're not stupid. They know the power grid won't support that. But if they get you off of the gasoline or petroleum-burning vehicles, operated vehicles, and get you onto battery-operated vehicles, they can control your movement entirely. Because all they do is Because
bingo.
All they do is shut down the grid, and you can't charge your vehicle.
Right. They got absolute control over your movement. That's
the point. Exactly, yes.
You're right.
And
you're
that's
right.
A
Big
way of major military tactics in conquering
sure.
is to control the opposition's movement.
Logistics. Is it?
Well, we got to bring back the ACLU. All right, I want to thank that lovely Melissa.
I didn't know they had gone anywhere.
The ACLU, they've been very silent for the last 20 years.
Oh, they're not interested in liberty. They're only interested in promoting leftist agendas. They are no longer have any integrity. None. They have no more integrity.
You know what?
Forget
it might be.
Forget
we,
them.
What happened
forget
to them?
Them?
They're supposed to keep Big Brother off our backs. Again,
they don't have that. They're in bed with Big Brother. Why would they do that?
Now they are. You're actually right. The hippies before in the 60s became conservative Republicans in 2000.
Oh,
I want to thank
it.
The Melissas. The Melissas out there. Thank you, Melissa. The beautiful Melissa. I want to thank Sarge. Thank you, Melissa. I want to thank Sarge for coming in, keeping the conversation heated, hot, and moving. Thank you, Sarge.
Well, when are you going to be back on, Brian? When are you
going to
be back on?
That was going to be my question, Sarge, but we can't ask him that. He's very equivocal.
He's a central.
Oh, come on. You can ask me anything. Go ahead. But I have to say goodbye.
Well, you ought to tell us when you're going to be back on again because you never know with you.
I will be back on Monday morning. Monday. Here's my schedule. Monday I will be on. Tuesday I will be getting surgery done on Tuesday.
Okay.
Wednesday I should be back.
Head transplant, by the way.
Are you
going to
video it? Are you going to be like Beto O'Rourke and video it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, video it, Brian.
Why not?
It's a head and a spine transplant.
You leave my penile implant alone, sir. That's a private thing.
Okay.
I meant the other head, but okay, that one too.
But I will be on Monday morning. What time are we on today? I don't remember, but we'll be on the same.
I don't know.
What time? You remember?
Wait a minute, Brian. If I can inquire, I thought you
sure.
They're taking something. No, they got to be adding something to you, because there's not much to take out.
Got a dick to me. Right?
Say that again. What's that? Say that again,
something
please.
Something add a dick to me.
And a dick to me.
Add a dick to me.
Well, listen, you're just too funny. you're really too funny. She comes up with some zingers.
He's been promoting that all the while, so finally he's getting one. Okay.
Yeah, I guess
I
am.
There you go. What goes around comes around.
I can go with that.
I love you guys.
I'll see you
Monday morning, guys.
Now, will they put you to sleep, Brian, or are you going to do it the manly way?
Let me tell
everybody, get a colonoscopy. I'm not kidding.
I got
people
one.
People 30 years old are dying of colon cancer, and it can be completely...
I got a colonoscopy, and I recommend it. It was really quick, and mine was beautiful, clean and beautiful.
Oh, mine too.
Good.
Yeah, women too.
Sorry.
Women
I mean,
need to get women
they
again.
Gave me, whatever
equal,
they gave me was
not
one
a
of
discriminator.
The most feminine eyes I have ever had.
You know what they probably gave you? Fentanyl.
They probably did,
fentanyl.
But it was so sweet.
You know what? My brother said the same
thing. I was feeling
thing,
no pain. I was
it was
happy
the best
as a lark.
He ever had in his life. I swear to God, my brother said the same.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Happy as a lark. I was joyful. I could even say I was gay.
Oh, shit. Don't say that, Sarge.
I know. I probably shouldn't. But that used to be a great word that meant festive and joyful, and these bastards appropriated it.
Well, you were getting...
The one thing, I don't like to go under that anesthesia unnecessarily.
Right.
So
right.
When I get my exam, and I'm clean now for 5 years, the doctor just told me they've increased that to 10. But I won't go 10 years.
Wait a minute, I'll still do it in five.
What
do you have that gives you 5 to 10 years? What are you talking about, Mr. Solution?
Well, that's on the colonoscopy exam, where they examine one's colon, the 9 feet of your colon,
right.
all the way up
right.
to the junction of the colon and the small intestine.
Sure.
And
sure.
When they look for those polyps, if there are none there,
right.
they give you anywhere from a 2 to a 5 year return examination to return for the
yeah.
examination. Now,
oh, okay.
I
didn't
know that. Accept the sleep. I stayed awake while they did mine.
What?
No. Yeah. It wasn't too bad. They used carbon dioxide. They used to use regular air. They use carbon dioxide now, and the 'cause they have to inflate the colon to actually see everything in there. And but it's very important. It's a very important. I don't like it. It's sort of dreaded, but it's very necessary to keep one alive. And they say people as young as 30 now need to get them.
Say 45.
Athletes,
yeah.
Well, it's under 45 now.
Is it really?
But I mean, a person can. The thing about it is there are no symptoms until it's advanced.
Exactly. And there's a lot of people dying of their rectum cancer and all that kind of bullshit. They say 1 out of 8 people will get cancer of some kind of sort. In fact, September is supposed to be Cancer Awareness Month, I think it is. I don't know.
Yeah, well, drink plenty of water.
For about 4 years now. But Mr. Sluice, since you're probably a bit more expert about this than I am, I can set my clock for my regularity. Is that a good sign, do you think? And I have
no generally it
ever.
Is, because
it
being
is
regular is
my clock
they
to
say this
right
is
day.
Just about old people, but it's not. Everybody has a look, I would prefer to be the age that I am now than 20, because I have less pain and less problems now, because I used to be I was an athlete. I played basketball and other sports. But I don't get the painful ankles or the painful knees. I mean, I don't feel any pain, no pain. But, no, regularity is very important, and it's very related to being hydrated. Many people are dehydrated, which is unfortunate. But look out.
Well, I make a point of drinking at least like 4 or 5 bottles of water a day at least. And like I said, I can set my clock to when I got to go, and it's usually twice a day.
Well, you know, that can change a little bit, but that's a good thing, actually. Like, if you go on a trip or something like that, it can change. But regularity
yeah, water,
is very important. Because you're getting the toxins
food.
Out. You're getting all the
yeah.
toxins out of your body, the poison.
Mm.
I have one grandfather that used to write on the calendar every day, EVAC. And I never knew why. I remember asking him.
Really?
Why do you call
good for
EVAC?
Him.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it is a relief when one relieves themselves and they have a good bowel movement. That's a good thing. So, yeah,
yeah,
it's worth noting. Very worth noting.
Yeah.
And, you know, then these days when I do, I mean, it takes me no time. I mean, I
That's
go,
good.
I sit down, and within a minute and a half, I'm through, and I'm up and out, and I feel so... Not that I felt bad before, but I felt so much better afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
The doctor said, and I was at my doctor not too long ago, he said 5 minutes, 5 minutes max. You know how some people go in the restroom and they read? He says, no. You shouldn't do that. 5 minutes in and out.
Women don't do. Women don't mess around in the toilet. We get in and out.
Right.
Even
men
in the club, right?
Be in the bathroom. No, when men have to
you know, sometimes,
evac,
you know, even though, like, it only takes me a minute, maybe 2 minutes, I'm through. But sometimes I just feel so good, and I got a book. I just stay there and read it for a couple chapters.
Some people use it as a retreat, but make no mistake about it. That's one thing the doctor and I went over, and he basically said 5 minutes max. Because you're exposing muscles there, and remember, we do a lot of things unnaturally, like sitting. Sitting is not a good position. Even at work now, they have standing workstations at a lot of people's work, and it sort of helps them exercise a little bit too. So sitting on the toilet for protracted periods of time is unhealthy.
It's not good
period.
For you.
You
don't
sitting
and smoking,
huh?
Yeah, on that happy note, shit happens, and we're going to end the show on that.
Okay.
Everybody get
well, everybody
bye,
have
everybody.
A good one. Pleasure speaking with everybody.
Enjoy
so have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye,
you
everybody.
Too. Good talking to you, Melissa and Stanley and Brian. And we'll see you on Monday.
See you on Monday, Sarge. Take care. Be safe.
I believe that faith has brought us here, and we should be together back, but we're not. I'll take it off, but I'm dreaming of you, and I'll keep my cool, but I'm feeling I try to say goodbye, and I choke, try to walk away. Just a friend. Just a friend.